following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Back left to Trevin. Pull, fire, score! Trevin nails for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU and TCU, here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Welcome on in. It is another Saturday matinee for BYU basketball fans as your BYU Cougars head to the Lone Star State looking to end a two-game losing streak at TCU. I'm Ben Bagley and welcome into Cougar Pregame Live presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Today, the 10-4 Cougars who are 1-2 in conference play look to get their first Big 12 road win of the season. And it sets up well for BYU as they face the 8-6 Horned Frogs in Fort Worth, who also sit at 1-2 in conference play. Last time out for your Cougars, they lost a hard-fought battle at the Marriott Center following falling 72-67 against Texas Tech in a game that saw 15 lead changes and 10 ties throughout the game. Fusini Traore led the Cougars with 14 points and also had 5 boards in the loss. And what was his best game in conference play? And since coming back from injury, Yegor Demon had 12 points and 6 assists in the loss and showed some aggressiveness in attacking the rim. Therefore, his best game since coming back from injury, in my humble opinion. In the loss, the Cougars were woeful from beyond the arc, shooting a paltry 5-for-23, just under 22% from three, and also missing 9 free throws, going 12-for-21 from the charity stripe. That'll cost you, and it did that night against Texas Tech. On the TCU side of the margin, they ran into the Cougars in red as the buzzsaw called Houston beat them for 65-46. As the 12th-ranked Houston Cougars get the win over TCU last time out, the Frogs were led in that game in scoring by Noah Reynolds with 19 points in the loss. The 6'3 Reynolds leads the Horned Frogs in scoring this season, averaging 11.8 points per game. So, today, what are we looking at if you're a BYU fan? Well, for the Cougars to win today, BYU needs to start hitting that three-point shot, something the Cougars want to do. Kevin Young talked about it on the coach's show this week on BYU TV. He also talked about it on the post-game show earlier this week on Tuesday after the loss. Kevin Young's team, 20th nationally in three-point makes per game at 10.5, but have yet to exceed that average in conference play. In the last three games, all conference plays, could the Cougars hit 10 against ASU, 8 against Houston, only 5 against Texas Tech. TCU, for their part's not going to make it an easy task, though. The Frogs are 19th in the country in three-point defense against their opponents, allowing them to just shoot 28.5% from beyond the arc for three. So, interesting battle to kind of keep an eye on in today's game is that battle for real estate dominance beyond the three-point arc for BYU on the offensive end and TCU slowing him down from beyond the arc on the offensive end. In today's pregame conversation, I talked to Dawson Baker, and we chatted about the shooter's mentality and getting the team back to hitting those shots. But we started the conversation on the two-game losing streak and what the team's mindset is as they come off those last two games and going on the road looking for a victory at TCU.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to get better. Each game we play, no matter if it's a win or loss, learn from these. Obviously, the level of competition is a little different going in from our preseason play to this play. And so we're learning a lot of ourselves these first few games, and you get two early losses like that, you kind of feel like your back is against the wall, but you kind of got to keep your head and then be ready for the next game and just move on quick because these games come fast.
You said this team's learning a lot about themselves. What are you guys learning?
I'm just thinking just what works, what doesn't work, whether that's compatibility on who's on the court at what time. Offensively, what is working, what has worked and hasn't, and Big 12, defensively, more things we need to continue to hone in on and just kind of purify as we move forward.
One thing you mentioned, it's important right now, especially in the midst of losing two straight to kind of keep your heads up and heads up for. So it's easy to focus on, hey, you need to learn about this, you need to get better at this, but you're also learning what this team is capable of and what this team does well. So let me flip that question to that side of it. What are you guys learning that this team is doing really well right now?
Yeah, I mean, the last game, I know it didn't end in our favor, but there's a lot of things that we took away that were positives in that game. I thought we started off defensively well. Offensively, we had some moments where we showed some bright spots that we need to continue to just focus on. We got in the paint a lot that game, which is a big emphasis for us. As long as we get in the paint, our three-point percentage goes up, our scoring percentage goes up, and so those are some things that we continue to do. And obviously, we didn't make shots like we normally do that day. And if we did, we're talking a different story today. But and so just things like that that we continue to figure out and continue to utilize. Eventually, games will go in our favor. We can't overreact to, you know, not making shots. Sometimes that happens in basketball.
What goes through a scorer's head or a shooter's head when themselves or the team is on a cold streak like the team was the other night?
Yeah, I think you just think next shot. That's kind of what you train to think in practice and as a kid, and it's always the next shot's going to go in. And I think in a moment, in a game, when the ball is just – it feels like there's a lid on the rim sometimes mentally. It feels like it's hard. But I think next shot, just staying confident and just trying not think less. Sometimes we want to think more in those situations and try to aim our shot and try to do things that we just don't normally think when we're just shooting our best shot. And so just clearing your mind and just thinking next shot.
I've covered the game of basketball for a long time, and I actually had a chance to talk to Ray Allen about this, that mentality of I've never missed a shot, kind of, regardless of what the last three shots were. I'm going into this next shot like I've never missed a shot. And it's always been curious to me, like, how basketball players train themselves to think that way. Like, is that a skill you develop over time, or is that – because, like, me, I go out, I miss a shot, I'm like, okay, I'm not shooting from there ever again.
Yeah, that's the mental battle, right? And that's why guys like Steph Curry, Ray Allen are so special. They can miss 5, 6, 7, 8 shots in a row, and the next shot they shoot, it's like it never happened. And that's a hard thing to do. And I think a lot of people outside of basketball watching the game don't realize that that's a skill right there, to have a short-term memory. And that's a big thing in basketball that is very important for people's confidence. They're able to flush the past couple plays and just focus on the next play like they're playing their best game. And it's a big mental battle, and it's hard for a lot of players, no matter what level it is. But, yeah, having a short-term memory is huge in basketball.
As you guys head down to Dallas to take on TCU on Saturday, what are the 2 points that you're looking at personally that you must do in order to get a win in TCU?
For me personally, and I think this goes along with the group, is just being locked into the personnel, locked into our opponent, what they're going to do, whether that be how we close out to certain guys, what shots we're okay giving up. And on offense, what shots we're okay taking. And I think another thing for me personally is just be carefree, like we're talking about, having a short-term memory, moving on quick, and just shooting every shot like it's like I've been on a heater. And so those are two things I'm looking forward to going in this game.
Dawson Baker for joining us for today's pregame conversation as the Cougars travel to Fort Worth to take on TCU. A quick check of the tell of the team sheet. It's only January, but March isn't that far around the corner, so looking at how these two teams match up on their team sheets as they look for a quest for the NCAA tournament. In the net rankings, BYU's 47 coming into this game. Flip those two numbers around, you get 74, and that's where TCU sits. BPI, BYU, still looking good there at 35, TCU 57. KenPom rankings have BYU at 44 and TCU at 72. Just a note on the KenPom rankings. KenPom gives BYU a 49% chance of winning today, basically a toss-up on the road for the Cougars. KPI, BYU's at 66 and TCU at 87. In bracketology, last Saturday BYU was in, but two losses in a row. Well, that'll knock you right out of bracketology. Neither TCU or BYU mentioned in the latest Joe Lunardi bat bracketology. Coming up next, we'll head to Fort Worth and we'll talk to Mark Durant in our courtside conversation. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
And welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. It's time for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. So we head to TCU, to Fort Worth, to the Stockyards, where Mark Durant, with cowboy hat on, is ready to go. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. It's nice to be back in Fort Worth. It's been a little bit. I've got fond memories of this place and a lot of history here. It's actually really enjoy this town and this area. They actually had some snow this week, and so we have more snow here in Fort Worth than I've had in South Jordan.
Oh, we've got a little bit overnight, so maybe you'll be coming home to a little bit of snow there.
Well, that doesn't make me happy. As you know, Ben, I'm a golfer, so snow is not my friend.
Hey, let's talk about this matchup a little bit with TCU. I want to talk a little bit about the last game first, though. A lot of people were looking at the game against Texas Tech, in which BYU kind of fell apart coming down the stretch, and looking at the negatives. But I think there were some positives coming out of that game. What is a positive you saw coming out of that Texas Tech game for BYU?
Well, I thought that BYU played well enough to win, and they did some good things. On that Houston game, there was not a single stat that I could find that was in BYU's favor. And that Texas Tech game, BYU did a lot of the things right and things you need to do. We took good care of the basketball, played pretty good defense against a high-caliber offensive team, and didn't make free throws, didn't make threes. And that's something that I would expect this team to be able to do, and they didn't do it. One of those ball didn't go in the hole nights. But I didn't come away feeling dejected about that one. I felt very disappointed because I thought it was a great opportunity to get a big win and right the ship a little bit. But I didn't feel like BYU, they're just not good. I didn't think they're not a good basketball team. I thought they did some good things, but it just wasn't in the cards for them from the free throw line and from the 3-point line.
True or false, we saw Yegar's best game since coming back from injury in the loss to Texas Tech.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And he's going to get better and better. I think he's getting more confident. I mean, that 3-point shot's got to start going for him. He finally got one late. But I'm watching him, and, he's a good shooter. You watch him, he's got a nice, compact, high, quick stroke. And I think he's a really good 3-point shooter, which is it's hard to kind of wrap your brain around why he's not hitting them. And, after you miss a few, then you start really thinking about it. I know you're talking about the Steph Curry mentality, but it's a hard thing to do. You really start thinking, oh no, I've got to hit this one. And shooters can't think that. The shooter's got to just, I'm gonna hit this, and step up and hit it rather than thinking about all the things that could go wrong. You just expect it to go in. So that's gonna happen for him. I love the aggression. I love his getting to the hoop and. He seems more like himself. I thought they did some better things with he and Dallin on the floor and let Yegor, kind of not have the burden all the time of running the offense out up top. But he had some nice cuts to the basket. He had some buckets in the paint. Utilize him in different ways I think will help him as teams kind of figure out how to stop him at the point, to do different things with him. And so whether it's different combinations out there on the floor with him or – letting Dallin and he are on the floor, let them do different things so that he can be effective in different ways.
You opened up a lot of doors that I wanted to walk through right there, Mark. But I want to start with this one. I think the aggressiveness of seeing Yegor get to the hoop in that game against Texas Tech was refreshing to me because I think that's where he can excel and help this BYU team a lot with the drive and either score, drive and dish and find guys on the perimeter. The other part of that, though, is that whole chemistry between him and Dallin, and I'm going to spread it out even a little bit more to this team. You and Greg talked about the post game. Foose had a nice game, but Foose isn't the guy that you want to carry this team on their back. He can, but night in and night out, that's not the guy. You want a Yegor or a Dallin. And I don't know what this comes down to, but does this BYU team need to have a player step up into that role as the alpha on this team?
I think so. I think that's important, especially late in the game, that you have someone that you can know is going to get you a bucket and you can rely on. Obviously, you know, Texas Tech did that with Darian, and he was very effective. I was thinking about that. I was thinking, who's a guy on this team that is most ready to fill that role? And obviously, Dallin and Yegor could do it, but I think probably Richie Saunders is the guy that I think could fill that role. And he's a guy that can shoot the three, has a quick shot, but also off the dribble can get to the paint, and he's very nifty and crafty. I'd like to see maybe, you know, you mentioned Foose. I'd like to see maybe a two-man game with Foose and Richie late in the game, where Richie's using Foose's screen, and then, you know, if they try and stop Richie, they can hit Richie can hit Foose. I mean, there's different things you can do, but I think Richie's kind of got all the skills. What you want is someone that can do a lot of different things and is not going to be one-dimensional, not just going to shoot the three, not just going to drive to the hoop, but, you know, he can shoot a 10-footer, a 15-footer. He can hit a reverse layup. He can shoot the three. I think they might be well-served to try and put Richie more of a central role late in the game. But, this team is kind of built on, not as having a superstar, having a bunch of guys that can contribute. So it makes it a little bit hard in that situation. But I think it's important, like I said, particularly late in the game, to have somebody that is going to kind of take charge and go get a win for you. And I'm not sure who that is, but I like Richie in that role.
Well, as the president of the Richie Saunders fan club, I love to hear you say that. I bought stock in Richie a long time ago when he was just a glue guy. So that stock is cashing in right now, I'm telling you what. Hey, team mentality, as you're trying to I think back-to-back loss is one thing, three's a streak. What's the mentality on the road trying to avoid a losing streak?
Yeah, three's bad. Every loss after two, it's exponentially bad. And it can really devolve quickly if you're not careful. And BYU has not played well on the road. I mean, there's no good positive reference point, really, to think about BYU playing on the road. But this is a great opportunity, and I like challenges. I like it sometimes when teams are back up against the wall. I think it reveals a lot about people and teams. This is one of those situations. You've got a TCU team that's certainly beatable, but good. And this is a place where BYU's had success. Obviously, that was a long time ago, but I think this is a good building for BYU, and if they can get a win, it will just change everything, won't it, Ben? I mean, they'll be 2-2, which is fine. Then you've got a nice home game against OSU, and then you've got a bunch of, you know, tier two and three games kind of coming up. It's setting up nicely for BYU, but they've got to turn this corner. They got to get out of the mire and start going. And this is the chance to do it. And conversely, if you lose another one here, you're like, when are we ever going to win on the road if we can't get this one? And a lot of things can creep in, and you just want to avoid that and feel good and have some swagger and some confidence going forward in this conference.
Mark, well said. Looking forward to yours and Greg's call coming up here in about 40 minutes from now on the BYU Sports Network.
All right, my brother. You're the best.
Talk to you soon. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of the 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at some other scores in college hoops and a look at the upcoming Big 12 scoreboard and slate for the day. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new Ski and BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars and the TCU Horned Frogs, live from Fort Worth in about 40 minutes from now. But first, let's take a look at the scoreboard. Today in the Big 12, tipping off at noon, like our game, a couple of games we'll keep you abreast of during the broadcast with some scoreboard updates. Third-ranked Iowa State on the road facing Texas Tech, who BYU fans saw earlier this week. The other noon game for the Big 12 is 11th-ranked Kansas at Cincinnati. Games later tonight, 12th-ranked Houston's at Kansas State. Oklahoma State's at Utah, Baylor at Arizona State, UCF at Arizona, and tomorrow, 21st-ranked West Virginia travels to Colorado.
Checking the top 25 scoreboard, a couple of games in action right now. 14:55 left in the second half as fourth-ranked Duke is up 11 on Notre Dame. Cooper Flagg, 22 points and 6 assists so far in that game. Impressive. USC's on the road at 13th-ranked Illinois in that traditional Big Ten matchup. The Trojans up 53-50 on the road. That game actually just went tied at 53 off a three-point shot by the Illini. 12 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second half of that game. Third-ranked Auburn on the road at South Carolina in the SEC. The Tigers up 24-19 on South Carolina. It is wild card weekend in the NFL at 2:30. The Chargers are at the Texans at 6 o'clock, the Steelers and Ravens. And your BYU women's basketball team look to pull a home upset tonight at the Marriott Centers. They host 12th-ranked Kansas State at 4 p.m. You can catch that game right here on the BYU Radio Network. Coming up next, we'll send you out to TCU, to Fort Worth, for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell.
Good morning, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside Ed and Ray Scholemeyer Arena in Fort Worth, Texas, where a winter storm descended on the Metroplex and wreaked havoc on the roadways Thursday and Friday. BYU arrived late Friday, thankfully. Most of the damage had been done. Still frigid in Fort Worth as the BYU Cougars take on TCU, with both teams looking to heat up after recent low-scoring outings. I'm your play-by-play presenter, Greg Rubel. I'm joined courtside by my broadcast partner for the last 28 fun-filled seasons, the former BYU basketball Ironman himself, Mark Durant. Mark, it was 1 week ago today that BYU was playing a Saturday matinee in the Lone Star State. Thankfully for the Cougars, TCU does not have the defensive profile of the Houston Cougars. The Horned Frogs a much more manageable foe, but BYU in no position to be taking anyone for granted. The Cougs have lost back-to-back games now, of course, scoring in the 50s and the 60s. This is a team BYU used to scoring in the 80s and the 90s. So BYU really in need, Mark, of a bounce back at a place where the Cougs have historically, we're going back some time now, but historically played well.
Yeah, we've been doing this 28 years and a lot of memories associated with TCU, Greg. We just mentioned the big win in the conference tournament when BYU was struggling to get back off that 125 year. And then even last year, BYU down 17 at home in the Marriott Center to come back and win that game. And another game in the Marriott Center, they were down, double digits in the last minute or something and came back miraculously and won that game. And then in this building, they've had really good success over the years. But that was ancient history, as it were, and it's been a long time since they've been in this building. And BYU's got to be better to expect to get another win here. They just have been anemic offensively, which is, it's important for this team to shoot the ball well. I mean, that's the bottom line. They're not a great defensive team. They're a good one, but they're not great. So they've got to put points on the board, and they haven't been able to do that the last few games. So they need to get back to that. They need to get back to rebounding. And if you want to expect to win against anybody on the road in this conference, you better play good basketball. And we haven't seen that from BYU in a week or two, and we need to see that today.
That's Mark Durant. We'll hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues. Live from Fort Worth, Texas, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Rubel.
Coming up, step at the top of the hour, 10-4 BYU taking on 8-6 TCU. Both teams 1-2 to open Big 12 play. BYU opened last season also at 1-2 in league, then won its fourth game to get back to 500. Ended up finishing with a winning record in conference in its first season in the Big 12, something TCU has never done in 12 seasons in the Big 12, has have a winning record. In fact, you've got to go back 24 years to find the last time TCU had a winning conference record. It came in the WAC when TCU ended the 2000-2001 season with a 9-7 league record. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal banking and business banking needs, visit us online at ZionsBank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And today, with his team coming off back-to-back losses for the first time this season, Coach Young tells us what he's hoping to see from the get-go against the Horned Frogs.
Just a dog mentality, you know, just trying to play harder than the guy in front of you. You know, tough fought game, you know, last game where that really wasn't the effort, or that was not the issue, excuse me. But, you know, in a crunch time, you know, I felt like they had a little bit more of an edge than we did. And so, you know, trying to come out here, especially on a road, you know, bringing that energy, that edge, you know, early in this game is really what I'd like to see out of the gate.
You got a feel for that Saturday 1 o'clock tip last week at Houston, so you've been through this routine.
Yeah, I mean, I love day games personally. The worst thing a game day is sitting around all day waiting to play it. So I love waking up, getting your mind right, getting to the gym, and getting to it.
Okay. What do you think about this TCU team that comes in at 1-2 in league, coming off a low-scoring game? What happens against Houston?
Yeah, I mean, Houston, I think, kind of an anomaly in terms of, you know, what they make other teams do. You know, really impressed with these guys' performances in some of the other league games. You know, I thought at Arizona, you know, Reynolds was kind of a one-man show. And just to do that on the road in that environment, you know, says a lot about how talented he is. He's, for me, the head of the snake for them. And so we got to pay a lot of attention to him. And they've got some, you know, some other guys that can hurt you, but he clearly is their leader.
He's scoring it well right now, clearly leading the league in just three games. What's his style?
Baby Brunson, that's what I call him. You know, he's a lot like Jalen Brunson, you know, plays at his own pace, gets to his spots, you know, the lefty comparisons obviously there, but, you know, he's a lefty that everyone knows is going left and he still gets left. And so just really impressed with his pace of play, you know, never gets sped up, has a really good knack of, you know, finding, you know, angles, and it's kind of unorthodox. So I think that helps him.
Okay. You're going to make a change in your starting lineup today. How are you going?
Yeah, we're putting, you know, Trevin's going to be in there for Dow. We'll bring Dow off the bench. You know, just trying to – it's really more about getting our groupings right. You know, I've talked about that a lot. You know, it's one of the things I thought was a negative of our non-conference where we had injuries. It was hard to, you know, get a feel for some of the lineup combinations. So, like the group pairings, they're really like Dylan and Foos together. It's been really good. Like Trevin and Kaba and Yegor's three-man combination. So I'm really big on that type of stuff. I think this helps us optimize everyone on our roster.
Okay, so Yegor with Trevin, Richie Cannon, and Kaba to start this one. No loss in confidence in Dallin Hall. You're simply looking, like I said, at groupings right now.
Absolutely. I loved his mentality to start the game last game, you know, being more aggressive. But just him and Foos have a natural chemistry together. That's looked good in games. It looks good in practice. You know, I think Dallin's excited about, you know, pairing, you know, more minutes with him. And then I really like what Trev, Yegor, and Cabe would kind of do together. You know, it kind of gives us almost two identities where we've got like a spread pick and roll group, and then we've got kind of a ground and pound group with that second unit coming in. So, you know, It'll be fun to watch it, and I really look forward to the guys wrapping their head around sort of those separate identities.
All right, we look forward to seeing it. Coach, thanks for the preview. We'll talk to you post-game. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for today's keys to the game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball built Ford proud. Mark Durant, your keys for the Cougs this afternoon.
Yeah, BYU's got to get back on the right side of the rebounding numbers. TCU has not lost a game when they've out rebounded their opponent. They're 2-6 when they haven't. So BYU's got to get that rebound advantage. And then, secondly, TCU's a really good fast breaking team. I think you got to keep them to around 12 or under out of points out in the fast break. And do those things, you'll probably be in pretty good shape.
All right, as we break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next from Schollmeyer Arena in Fort Worth, Texas, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Greetings once again, Cougar Nation. We welcome you back courtside inside Schollmeyer Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. I say courtside, we're concourse level, so we're a little bit above courtside. But we're here in Fort Worth, Texas, where BYU has won the last six meetings with TCU. Overall, BYU on a 17-game win streak over the Horned Frogs with six straight wins, of course, here in Fort Worth. Seven straight wins in the Marriott Center and four in a row on a neutral floor. This will be only the only regular season meeting between BYU and TCU. Last year was also a Big 12 one-off as the Cougs came back from down 17 at halftime to win going away in Provo. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host today is Ben Bagley. Coordinating producer, as always, is Terry South. Control board operators and editors are James Finlayson and Kaylee Radford. Our BYU radio engineer is Barry Squires. While it's true that at 1-2, BYU has the same Big 12 record it did through three conference games last season, the Cougs' resume and surrounding metrics are not what they were last season at 1-2 in league. BYU's on the wrong side of the bubble right now. Nets around 50. KenPom in the same general vicinity. So BYU needs a bunch of Big 12 wins. And I'd say probably a winning league record to make the NCAA tournament. And the Cougs find themselves in a stretch of winnable games. Today's game actually, as of this morning, becomes Q1. But it might go to Q2 if BYU wins it. If BYU loses it, it might stay a Q1 game. But TCU's right on that verge. Meantime, there's some Q2 and Q3 games coming up in the next 2 weeks. Now, Mark, BYU needs quad one wins, but any Big 12 victory is a good one, I think. So these next 2 weeks in particular are pretty huge for BYU. You go TCU away, Oklahoma State home, Utah away, Colorado away, Cincinnati home. If BYU goes 4-1 in those five, then I think you're in a pretty good spot heading into the Baylor game in Provo. That's the next quad one opportunity, true quad one, after today.
By the way, my wife thinks I'm a QT. BYU certainly on the outside looking in, Greg, on that. And, you know, obviously those games are set up nicely for BYU, but we've learned after a whole year of experience, there's no gimmies in this league. You've got to go out and get some wins. And BYU has not shown that they have performed well on the road, so there's no reason to think that they would do that. And even at home, they've struggled. You know, she didn't shoot the ball well. So this team's got a lot of work. And as nice as that sounds, this team's got to play better to get those wins. But if they can do that, Greg, and I think they can, but how nice would it be in a couple weeks from now to be looking at a 5-2, six and two, or whatever, just losing one or two games in this next six or seven games? That puts you right where you need to be. And so this is an important stretch of winnable games that you have to take advantage of.
Coming up next, we'll hear from TCU radio broadcaster Brian Estridge as we go to break. We remind you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from Fort Worth, Texas, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics this afternoon. BYU's second consecutive Saturday matinee, 1:05 p.m. Central Time tip for BYU and TCU. It's been 28 years since TCU last defeated BYU on the hardwoods. The Horned Frogs swept BYU during the Cougars' 1-25 season in 1996-97. It was so long ago that Mark Durant and I were not yet broadcast partners.
What? That's like BC almost.
We started working together the following season 1997-98. BYU and TCU both off to 1-2 starts in conference play. TCU losing at Arizona, beating K-State at home on a last-second winner, then losing at Houston. TCU is undefeated, though, at home this year, 8-0 here at Schollmeyer Arena. The longtime radio play-by-play voice of the Frogs is Brian Estridge. I sat down with Brian a short time ago here at the arena to get a sense of where this TCU team, maybe compared to last year against BYU, is heading into today's home game with the Cougs.
Yeah, still some guys with minutes as far as, you know, their experience in college basketball, just not here at TCU, right? I mean, you got all new faces with the exception of Ernest Uday, who returns. Everyone else is kind of new to the organization, as we say now in hockey, right? But it's an opportunity for this group to, you know, I think continue to gel. They've done a nice job. They get along well, you know, Greg. It's not one of those cases where everybody's fighting for minutes or points or things of that nature. But I think they're still sort of defining their roles. And when you lose Frankie Collins, the point guard who was supposed to kind of be the guy, you know, that was the big offseason signing. When you lose him, I think that really kind of it set him back a couple of weeks, and now you sort of see some role playing that has had to change. And but I feel like they're gaining on it, if nothing else.
Noah Reynolds scoring at a good clip right now. Coach Kevin Young calling him the head of the TCU snake right now.
Yeah, I would say that's fair. And it's a little different for Noah. I mean, yeah, he put up numbers at Green Bay, but in his heart of hearts, he's a pass-first guard who's had to really kind of change. And so you'll see him drive to the basket. That's really where he does his good work, is in penetration in the offense. And he's not a step-back, knock-down 10 threes a game kind of guard. He's a guy that's going to get you on the dribble drive and then hopefully either draw contact or able to finish. And, you know, he's got some pretty good moves around the rim. He's savvy with the basketball. I think you'll like his game.
Been a while since TCU's seen BYU in this building. TCU 8-0 at home this year. What's been the secret to the way they're playing here at Schollmeyer Arena?
Scheduling. which does play into it, you know. But they do play better here at home. There's no question about it. And you know, you want that. I mean, you know how important it is in this league to hold serve. I mean, it's if you don't hold serve at home, then you got no chance to make postseason. So, yeah, it won't be a packed house. It'll be a great BYU crowd here, I think, today for this one. But they do play better at home. I think it's just a comfort zone of being here. And, since you were here last in 2011, they made a couple of renovations to the place. It's a little better. Jamie Dixon obviously has had some success here, and so that helps. I think folks are, you know, more energized today than when you saw us in 2011 as far as basketball is concerned. Now, that doesn't put it on the level with some of the places that you go to in the Big 12. I mean, this is still, as you and I know, this is still football country, yeah. and probably will always be. But with that being said, you know, they've been in the NCAA tournament now for a nice little run, and they know what that's like. And I think there's pride in this program. So I'm just glad Lee Kumard is not with you. The last time he stuffed the, of course, Saunders can do that too, right? I mean, he can stuff the stat sheet like Lee could back in the day. I used to love watching him play. So I think there have been some great games over the years. I'm looking forward to this one here today.
Always good to see you. I know it's been a busy bowl season for you, but back to the hardwoods today, and we will see you, I guess, in Kansas City, because this is a one-shot deal. You don't come back to our places.
Yeah, I know. I hate that, too. Man, I wish we were at a home-and-home, but yeah, good to have you guys in town. We did cut our pregame meal order in half when we found out Hans was not coming with you, which was good. So we're going to be able to feed all of the media today, and not just half.
Mark will do his part. Okay. Brian, good to see you again. Thanks.
All right, brother.
All right, that is Brian Estridge, the play-by-play voice of TCU. BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 and the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from Fort Worth, Texas, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continuing. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant joining you from Schollmeyer Arena in frosty Fort Worth. This 6,800-seat venue, the smallest one in the Big 12. Last Saturday, BYU was playing in the second smallest venue down the road in Houston. BYU scored a season-low 55 points in Houston last Saturday. 2 days later, it was TCU's turn, and the Horned Frogs scored a season-low 46 points at Houston. So that's what playing Houston will do to you. But, Mark, BYU followed up the Houston loss with only 67 against Texas Tech. The culprits on Tuesday were the worst three-point numbers of the season and 57% shooting at the free throw line.
Now, BYU started this year really struggling from the free throw line, but seemed to have corrected that. But that reared its ugly head the other night was almost a deciding factor in that game, along with that poor three-point shooting. And I just think for this team to be successful, their identity is let's put points on the boards. Let's shoot a lot of threes. Let's make threes. And when they don't do that, they're going to be in tough games like they were at Texas Tech and it would be again today. They've got to shoot the ball well, period, for them to win, especially on the road.
Our final segment of the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming your way next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
It's Greg and Mark here at TCU, BYU, and the Horned Frogs just moments away. So we heard it in the pregame conversation there, Mark, with Kevin Young. Lineup change for BYU. Trevin Nell back in the starting five. Dallin Hall will come off the bench. Coach Young talking about liking having Dallin and Foose as kind of a two-man grouping coming off together. And this reminds us of the start of the season, right, with no Dallin Hall available. This was the starting five for BYU. And, yes, the schedule was what it was, but BYU was still 4-0 with this group to open the year.
I think it makes it easier for Yegor. It'll spread the floor, but they have to really get out on Trevin as a shooter. And then, like Coach said, I think Boos and Dallin is a nice combination. You have leadership on that second unit. I like it. We'll see how it goes.
Now, we're still only January. But NCAA tournament hopes, I mean, they're in the mix right now. Joe Lunardi's latest bracket came out, and he doesn't have BYU in it or even on the bubble right now.
Well, being in the Big 12 is a big deal, but you still got to win games and still got to be in that conversation. Right now, BYU's played themselves out of it, but quickly, very quickly, they can play themselves right back in it.
Very true. Tip-off of BYU and TCU coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU Sports.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Step back distance. Yes! Knocks it down, Dallin Hall.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments. By Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf. We hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Out to Cannon for another three. Another three! Cannon catching!
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to meet today's starting lineups. They are brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. For the TCU Horned Frogs, starting at the point, number 21, Noah Reynolds. 6'3", 200 senior from Peoria, Illinois. Transfer from Green Bay and Wyoming. At the two, number three, Vashawn Ouellette, 6'2", 190, sophomore from Scarborough, Ontario, transfer from Old Dominion. At the three, getting his first start of the year, number five, Micah Robinson from Kansas City, Missouri. He goes 6'6", 225. He's a freshman. At the four, number 15, David Punch, 6'7", 245, freshman from Harker Heights, Texas. And the starting center, the Kansas transfer from Cairo, Egypt, number 8, Ernest Uday Jr., 6'11", 260, and he is a junior in eligibility. Those are the starting five for the TCU Horned Frogs, coached by Jamie Dixon in his ninth season in Fort Worth, 22nd season overall. His record here is 168-116. Overall, he's 496-239, so four wins away from the 500-win plateau. Those are the Horned Frogs. Mark Durant introduces you to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, number one, number three, Yegor Damon, 6'9", freshman out of Moscow, Russia. Getting the nod to start tonight is number 21, Trevin Nell, 6'5", senior from North Salt Lake. Your three is number 15, Richie Saunders, the junior from Riverton. At four is number six, Cannon Catching, 6'9", freshman from Brownsburg, Indiana. At the five spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, Kaba Keita, 6'9", junior from Bamako, Mali. That's your starting five of the 10-4 Cougars. 1-2 in the Big 12 play. 0-2 on true away games, coached by Kevin Young in season one.
Officials for today's game, Rick Crawford, Darren White, and Tommy Johnson. BYU in road blacks with white name lettering on the back and royal blue letters and numerals with white trim. So BYU with black and royal, TCU in the home whites with purple. And here we go. BYU and TCU here in Fort Worth. Our broadcast vantage point is up in a corner, so we're not exactly courtside, so we're looking down on the floor. As TCU wins the tap, and almost the violation off the tap, but it is TCU in four court away from us.
These first few minutes, Greg, will be important. TCU is a team that has struggled, and the team that kind of comes out hot might have the advantage today.
Vashawn Ouellette, top of the key, will lob it up, and he intended to lob it to Uday, but Uday was tripped up on his way to the rim to catch the lob, and that's a foul on BYU. So that was late in the shot clock, and the lob attempt was short-circuited as Uday collided in the paint with a BYU player. They're going to call it on Trevin Nell.
Yeah, they got the miss and had an easy rebound. I don't know what happened there with Trevin, but too aggressive.
Left corner Reynolds. Angle left to Ouellette. Back to Noah Reynolds, stripe extended left side. High to Ouellette, right wing three, off the rim, rebound. Collected by Richie Saunders, off a long carom. BYU into forecourt. BYU from left to right. The camera left to the camera right if you're syncing along on ESPN2. TCU right to left, and BYU's forecourt is right in front of us as we're in the corner of the BYU forecourt. Yegor, skip pass, left side, Trevin. Top side to Cannon, Catchings. Ball knocked out of his hands with a 7-second shot clock. Cannon out front with five, gives to Demon. Yegor with four and with three. A step back three, and it's no good, and he's fouled on it. So as the shot clock was set to expire, Yegor had to launch kind of a desperation three, but drew a foul, and he'll get three free throws as a result. And as he came to land, I think he tweaked something. He hobbled around for a bit. We know that he missed 4 weeks with a knee injury, and hope that he hasn't retweaked that early in this one. 1 minute, 11 seconds gone. And Yegor to the free throw line. We had moments ago. Our opening tip-off brought to you by the BYU Salt Lake Center as BYU misses a free throw. Tip off your education in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. BYU struggling from the free throw line on Tuesday and opens up 0 for 1 in this one. There's a free throw make by Yegor. 1 for 2 gets a third coming up.
Coach Dixon cannot be happy with that foul. Yours one of the last 20-something, and you don't bail out a guy like that on a three as he hits two. Two of the three free throws for Yegor.
Cougars take a 2-0 lead. 1 minute, 15 seconds in. BYU shot 57% from the line on Tuesday. Opens up 2 for 3 in this one. Yegor on the year now, 21 for 26 at the free throw line. He's shooting a pretty good number. Straight away, Reynolds. Free throw line, David Punch dives low. Shot blocked at the rim, but into the hands of a teammate, Micah Robinson. The reset to Ouellette. Ouellette then nearly turns it over in the corner, but Trevin Nell, I think if he lets that go, it's probably BYU basketball. He tried to save it in and stepped on the boundary. So it'll stay TCU basketball with a 5-second shot clock, however.
Another volleyball short set spike from Cape Cade off the backboard, but BYU could not come up with it. Now I got to get a quick shot.
Give and go back to Reynolds to the top of the key. 2-1. Long three right side will be a shot clock violation as it smacked off the window from Micah Robinson. Micah getting a start in place of Prezarian White. White had started all 14 games this year for TCU. Speculation he might be under the weather. So a couple of starting lineup changes. One for TCU, White out and Robinson. And then for BYU, Hall out and Nell in. BYU in four court off the shot clock violation. Skip pass from Demon to the far side, and Trevin Nell just bobbles it out of bounds. Turnover, BYU.
Yeah, that was just a matter of the pass was there, just looking to either shoot or pass it again before he had secured it himself.
So turnovers one apiece early. BYU 2-0 early. Hammer 2 minutes in. Straight away, Vashawn Ouellette to Punch at the free throw line. Gets into the paint, jump up with the right hand, no good, but he's fouled. And that's going to be two on Trevin. So Kevin Young's idea to start Trevin Nell is short-lived as Trevin will pick up two fouls in 2 minutes. And where will Coach Young go? No indication yet as to who's coming off the bench. It was on Nell, was it not, Mark?
Yes. That's
yeah. So Dawson Baker will check in for Trevin Nell. So Trevin Nell gets a start, 2 fouls in 2 minutes, and a turnover, and will hit the bench as the free throw is good by David Punch. Punch only a 40% free throw shooter and knocks down the first, 12 for 30 coming into the day. Now 13 for 31, pardon me. David Punch.
A 1 out of 2 punch. He gets both.
So the 40% shooter knocks them both down. As Trevin Nell hits the bench, Dawson Baker is in. The game is tied at 2. 2 minutes and 10 seconds in. Yegor doubled on the left side. Pass right to Richie Saunders. Richie will drive it, scoop it, and score it on the reverse lay-in. Well done by Richie Saunders. And BYU takes a 4-2 lead.
Generally, our broadcast position is not ideal, but that was pretty cool to watch that as he came right at us and able to hang and avoid defenders and flip it off the backboard.
2.5 minutes in. Wide open layup for Alette. Floats it, scores it, and he's fouled.
TCU's away from the ball. So get Dawson.
So the score tied at 4, and it was not on the shot, but as Mark indicated, away from the make. So
will they get the
TCU,
bucket in?
Yeah, they get possession now. So TCU a chance for a 4 or 5 point possession here. They made the bucket, drew the foul away from play, so it's non-shooting in a 4-4 basketball game. Alette to Punch. He's operating from the free throw line. Will dive low, take a little hit, lean back and miss it. And the rebound falls to Yegor. Outlet Cannon catching. Cannon racing forecourt beneath the basket to Kada. Only got one hand on it. He turns it over as the pass was too far out in front of Kava Kada. Even if Kada catches that, he may be too far beneath the bucket. So BYU's second turnover and TCU basketball in a 4-4 game. Two turnovers in the BYU forecourt. Nell, who bobbled out of bounds, and catching leading too far for Kada. Micah Robinson left wing now to Reynolds. Reynolds, 20 points a game in 3 league games. High to Robinson. Robinson to the left elbow, looking for Uday down there, down low. It's not there. High to Alette. Alette stripped on his drive. Another foul on BYU. Another out-of-bounds possession for TCU. Richie Saunders picks up his first. The Cougs have their third here in the first half. Fourth, pardon me. 4 fouls for BYU already. We have a TCU player trying to check in. In fact, 2 TCU players seeking to enter. One of them, Brendan Wenzel. Had a cup of coffee at Utah, then went to Wyoming, where he was a teammate of Noah Reynolds. Wenzel will check in along with Trezarian White. So White's apparently okay, but he did not start today. His first non-start of the season. But he enters here with 3 minutes and 12 seconds gone in the first half. 4-4 ball game. High to Wenzel. Wenzel out of San Antonio. Again, Utah and Wyoming, his 2 previous schools. Punch operating at the right junction. High to Reynolds. Floater from 10 feet scores it. Noah Reynolds averaging 20 a game in league. 12 points per game on the season. He scores 2 to give TCU its first lead at 6-4. Dawson Baker up high. Jab to his left. Pass to the right to Demon outside the perimeter. Trying to wipe away Noah Reynolds. They collapse on him and force the tie-up. It'll be BYU on the arrow. Yegor can stay in four court, but quickly tie-up is the call from Darren White.
That was a lightning tie-up. I mean, barely had his hand on the ball, and they call it a tie-up. Should have been a foul as they double-team Yegor, and no whistles going BYU's way early.
Cougs have not taken a 3 yet, and we're almost 4 minutes in. This is unusual. Yegor, Yegor did try a 3. He was fouled on it, made 2 free throws. Yegor, the top of the arc, with 2 and with 1, runs, cuts, banks, and scores! Gets the window, the rim, the window, the rim, and in. Took a while to drop, but it does. The runner for Yegor, and BYU ties the game at 6.
So good with that left hand going down that left lane, and high and soft.
Reynolds to the left elbow. Right wing, Wenzel will drive into a double and travel with it. Timeout on the floor. 15:44 to go until halftime. We're in a 6-6 ball game. BYU and TCU here in Fort Worth taking our under 16-minute media timeout on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Hey, Cougar fans, you can score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. We are 4 minutes and 16 seconds into half number one here at Schollmeyer Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. Again, restating our broadcast vantage point. Normally, we're courtside, one side of the floor or the other. But we are not courtside here in Fort Worth. We are at concourse level. And so if you're watching on ESPN2, the camera shoots the court, and we would be on the far right side, but way up in a corner at concourse level. So you won't see us on the TV, but that's where our broadcast location is located. So we're rather far up from the floor. And because we are in a corner, we've either got a team coming at us or going away from us. And in the first half, BYU's coming at us left to right, and TCU's going away from us right to left. 6-6 is our score. BYU with four from Yegor Demon, two from Richie Saunders, and TCU spreading it around, two apiece for Reynolds, Alette, and Punch.
If you do happen to see us, I'm no good-looking one. And, you know, interesting, Greg, in this game, BYU's only taken two shots. You mentioned no threes, but only two field goal attempts to seven for TCU. They have gotten to the free throw line on that missed three from Yegor, but they're turning it over a little bit and fouling a little bit and not getting a lot of shots up, which means it's a close game early, 6-6.
Yeah, BYU with four fouls in the first 4 minutes. We come back in. Mawut Mag and Fuseni Traore and Dallin Hall enter the game. So here comes that grouping Coach Young talked about, getting Dallin and Fuse working together. Three in, three out for BYU. Richie Saunders left wing. There's a post feed to Fuse. Sees an immediate double in the short corner.
Great
open
pass.
Is Dawson Baker and scores from three. Fuseni Traore sees the double. Great pass out of the double. Skips it to Dawson Baker for the first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the day. DB for three, and BYU's on top 9-6. The assist to Fuseni Traore.
When that double comes, it's usually from the weak side. Fuse recognized it. Great cross-court pass.
Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics, and TCU answers with Malik Diallo making it 9-8. Jumper left side.
Now the backboard got in the way of that and somehow went in.
Baker sends high to Hall. BYU in forecourt. Fuse up top, guarded by Diallo. Nice slip low to Mawut. Mawut fouled his way up by Isaiah Manning, so both teams going to their bench liberally early. And Mawut Mag will shoot two free throws. The foul to Manning. That's foul number two against TCU. Isaiah Manning out of Mansfield, Texas. You don't see too many rosters these days with five freshmen in the rotation. In the era of the transfer portal, so many coaches just load up with the upperclassmen, but five freshmen in the rotation for Jamie Dixon, and one of them, Manning, fouls Mawut Mag. And Mawut, good free throw shooter, but misses there. Mawut was 9 for 10 at the line coming in two today, and there's a miss on the first of two. BYU is now 2 for 4 at the free throw line after a 57% day on Tuesday.
So far in his minutes, as the second free throw is good, that Fusini's done a nice job distributing the ball. That time he finds a high low to Mawut. A great pass to Dawson time before that.
So Mawut Mag, 1 for 2 on the trip. BYU's lead is 2, 10-8. The Cougs' large lead been 3. TCU large lead 2. High to Bashawn Alette, left wing, to Trezarian White. Came off the bench today for the first time this season. A three off a drift, top of the key, and he knocks it down. Does Brendan Wenzel to give TCU the 11-10 lead. Not an easy shot, but the three goes from straight away for Wenzel. A 45% three-point shooter. Mawut Mag will drive it to the left elbow. Now left corner to Saunders. Saunders hit the side of the backboard on his three attempt, and he thought he was hit in the attempt. No call. Transition three the other way. Strong.
A break
and rebounded
there
by Baker.
Got to get back in transition and find shooters. That's what's hurt BYU. Get away with it.
Isaiah Manning missed that three. The driving lay-in from Mawut Mag on the assist from Dawson Baker. Dawson drew the attention down the lane and found a cutting Mag for two, and BYU back in front, 12-11.
There's some guys on BYU have underperformed up to this point, but not Mawut Mag. He has been fantastic and keeps earning minutes.
Bashawn Alette straight away, guarded by Dallin Hall. Dallin yet to score in this one. A slip low to Diallo. Diallo waited, jump hook, and missed it. Rebound, Fuseni Traore.
That was Mawut again coming over and helping and stopping that play.
Cross-court Baker, touch pass Hall, back to DB topside. Dallin finds Fuse. Fuse low beneath the basket, goes up with it, hit, late whistle. He'll shoot two free throws as he waited. Diallo came to him, and then as Foose elevated, Diallo clipped him as he went up beneath the basket. Foose did not get the two at the rim. He'll look to get the two from the free throw line. As Foose made his pivot, that's when Diallo collapsed and got him for foul number three against the Horned Frogs.
Foose needs to be a little more aware there. He was wide open on the left side of the hoop, and he kind of dribbled into Diallo, so he's got to earn it from the line, which he does pretty well. A great free throw shooter hits the first.
Cannon Ketchings back in for Richie Saunders. Saunders sitting on 2 points, 1 for 2. Five Cougars have scored. Yegor with four. Threes for Baker and Meg. Point tallies, that is. And two for Saunders, one for Traore. Foose looking for his second point from the free throw line. Foose, an excellent free throw shooter at 85%. 30 for 35. And now 30 for 36. Misses the second of two. So BYU's had a three-shot attempt and two-shot attempts, and they haven't made all free throws on any of their trips to the line yet.
Well, you don't want your free throws to be a 50-50 prospect, and that's what it's been so far in this one.
Yegor 2 for 3, Foose 1 for 2, Mawut 1 for 2, BYU 4 for 7. The Cougs lead is 2, it's 13 to 11. Early free throw misses against Texas Tech came back to haunt BYU. Left wing Alette, stripe extended left side, Wenzel for 3, another one. Brendan Wenzel, 2 threes. And TCU back in front, 14 to 13. Driving lane, Dawson Baker. No one picked up Dawson on the drive, and BYU surges back in front at 15 to 14. TCU 2 for 5 from three, make it 3 for 6. As that's Trezarian White knocks down the triple. And BYU's seen enough of this year as Mawut is blocked out of bounds by Ernest Uday Jr. The oohs and the ahs from the crowd as TCU takes a 2-point lead, 17 to 15. Coming in two today, BYU allows the fourth highest percentage of opponent points on threes, and more the same in this one. More than half of TCU's points here have come from the three-point line. 9 of TCU's 17 from the arc, 17-15. Frogs lead the Cougs. Timeout on the floor. 12:29 to play in the first half. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
BYU trails by 2 at TCU. Two other Big 12 games in action right now with 11:26 left in the first half. Third-ranked Iowa State on the road to Texas Tech, and the Red Raiders up 14-8 in that game. Also upset-minded Cincinnati at home up 21-14 on 11th-ranked Kansas. That game was 6:45 left in the first half. Now back to Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. BYU Basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm, which can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Brendan Wenzel had scored a total of 3 points over his last two games combined. So coming off the bench, he has 6 points in the first 8 minutes of this game. Two threes. Another team getting hot from three early against BYU. Eight of BYU's 14 opponents this year have made double-digit threes. And TCU, which doesn't shoot a ton of threes, has three of them early. 3 for 6 from deep. BYU 1 for 2 from three. TCU a 2-point lead, 17 to 15 over the Cougars.
A deja vu all over again. And BYU is pretty good, Greg, as I watch, in a half-court defense when they're set on not giving up the threes. But in transition defense, they just don't do a good enough job talking, finding guys. And my biggest pet peeve is guys running and jumping at three-point shooters. Because you never get there in time, and even if they don't shoot it, then they can go drive to the hoop. Just keep your feet, try and be there on the catch, and not run and jump at shooters.
BYU inbounding to the right of its standard, and Dallin Hall, late in the 5-second count, lobbed into Foose. It was knocked out of his hands, out of bounds off of TCU. BYU will try it again now from the sideline. Dawson Baker into Dallin Hall. 20-second shot clock, a 12:25 game clock, and BYU down 2. It's been very tight both ways early. Dawson Baker thought about the three from the right wing. Will drive it to the right elbow and then knock a man over, get to the rim, miss it, and they could have called anything on Dawson. Maybe a travel, maybe an offensive foul. Either way, it's a missed shot. And TCU the other way. Diving low is Wenzel. His pass is picked off by Cannon Ketchings. Cannon on the strip. Down floor, Dawson Baker. Dawson returns to Cannon straight away. Cannon gets a high pick from Foose. Foose now trails Cannon as Cannon bobbles and turns over. That's turnover number three for BYU. Turnovers even, three apiece. Jace Posey, son of NBAer, former NBAer James in the game. Left wing Wenzel. The post feed goes to Uday. And we've got a whistle away from play. And it's on BYU. That's five team fouls in the first 9 minutes of play.
It'll be on Cannon. I think he's frustrated. He turned it over. He's a little bit of a high dribbler and can get himself in trouble when he dribbles into the paint in traffic.
So triggering will be Vashawn Ouellette, the Canadian. Straight away to Uday, the Kansas transfer. Right wing Micah Robinson, high to Noah Reynolds. Reynolds open for three, top of the key. Thought about it and goes left wing to David Punch. Punch misses at the rim, and BYU the other way. Richie Saunders back in the game. Richie to the left block, left corner pass, and now Yegor Demon, who's returned to the floor, has it near the timeline. Left side well away from the basket. Yegor terminates. Right wing Dallin Hall. Yegor and Dallin playing together for the moment. Foose doubled in the short corner right. Right wing Dallin Hall with a 5 second shot clock. Dallin will drive it, kick it. Richie for three, in and out. Rebound to Uday. Looked good. We were right on line with it. 17-15 Horned Frogs. Their large lead has been two. Reynolds to make it five. Misses the three. Foose the rebound. 17-15 TCU, almost halfway done here in half number one. Dallin forecourt jumps a pass to Yegor. Yegor bounces it low to Richie. Richie beneath the bucket. Reverse flip and score. Richie Saunders with a Zions Bank shot of the game. From the other side of the rim, Richie scores. Tonight's shot of the game brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. I say tonight, today's shot of the game. Brought to you by Zions Bank. Uday beneath the bucket. Takes a hit on his way up. He'll shoot two free throws. 17-17 is our score. 10-22 on the first half game clock. Richie Saunders joining Yegor Demin with four. Dawson Baker leads BYU with five. Tie game at 17, 10-22 to play till the break, and Ernest Uday Jr., a 59% free throw shooter, will stride to the line. Did not play against BYU last year. He was injured at that stretch of the season late in the year. Free throw spins out from Uday. He'll get a second. Ernest Uday Jr., only 2 points over his last two games combined. He went scoreless in 28 minutes at Houston on Monday. Not only scoreless, didn't take a shot in 28 minutes. Uday, 0 for 1 on the trip, looking to go 1 for 2.
No.
Missed them both. That was wide right. Mark was saying no the minute it left his hand.
I think I was before he even shot it, I was saying.
0 for 2 for Uday. Yegor will drive it, cuff it, send it right wing down, and open three off the assist straight from Yegor Demin. And BYU takes a three-point lead, 20-17, another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. A great drive and distribution from Yegor Demin, finding Dallin Hall for three.
That's the formula. Yegor get in the paint and then dish.
Reynolds cut off outside the right elbow. Left wing Ouellette for three. Good again. Vashawn Ouellette, fourth three-pointer for TCU. To two for BYU. Trevin Nell cut off on the right baseline. He swung an elbow into the jaw of Noah Reynolds, who's down. Leaves Hall open for three. Misses that one. Spins out. A slap out to Saunders. Saunders will bounce it right wing. Nell at the three-point line. Now Yegor gets back involved with the play. Finds Trevin. Three-point range right, and he travels. Second turnover on Nell. Just dragged a foot. He was of two minds whether to keep or pass, and that's turnover number four for BYU.
It's been tough minutes for Trevin as... Yeah, that's a mistake. He's got to shoot that. That's why he's out there to shoot that when he's got it. But it seems to be hurt on his arm. He elbowed somebody, but maybe kind of got the worst of it with the elbow. And I'm a little bit more upset rather than that. Than the earlier, he's right there on a shooter, on the three-point shooter. Get on him. He's there. Just guard the three. A guy raises right over him and knocks it down.
Jamie Dixon talking with the official at the sideline. I think he wanted a review of that Trevin Nell swing of the elbow. They're not getting one. 20-20 is the score meantime, and it's another team shooting it well from deep against BYU. TCU's 4-for-8 from the three-point line. Brendan Wenzel now has multiple threes in 8 games. hit 2 threes earlier in this half. 20-20 is our score, 9:26 to play. No review. We're back underway. Noah Reynolds into forecourt. BYU manning it. Noah driving it, missing it at the rim. The rebound lay there and was knocked out of bounds by BYU. Two Cougars in position to grab it. Neither one could. It'll stay TCU possession. There's a miss, and just the inability to squeeze the carom extends the possession for TCU. Reynolds to send into the left of the bucket, into Punch. Punch will bounce it on a back down, sees a double open as a left wing. He'll drive it into the paint. Swatted by Kaba Keita, back into the hands of Punch, who banks and scores. Wave it off or count it? Count it, and one.
Wave it off.
Clear it out. It's Punch on the clear out, so no bucket. And BYU basketball, and a foul to David Punch.
And Trevin did a good job there of getting in there and taking it right in the chin.
I'll say he did. And then he hit the back of his head on Kaba Keita, and so, man, Trevin needed an airbag on that possession.
Wake him up a little bit, or put him to sleep, or wake him up, see if he can get a three off.
20-20. Neither team's led by more than a possession. Yegor turns it over at the timeline. That'll go to a tie-up on the arrow. It goes to TCU. What's up with the turnover situation for BYU? It's five here in the first 10 minutes and change, and some of these have been just kind of unforced errors, if you will. What happened there with Yegor at the timeline?
Yeah, well, they like to jump him on that high screen and double-team him, and they was able to reach in and knock it away. Got on the floor before Yeager could, and so you have a jump.
Arrow to TCU. BYU five turnovers. Alette. BYU have only three turnovers in the first half against Texas Tech. Three-pointer right corner wide open. Noah Reynolds hits his first three. And TCU is on pace for a double-digit three-point day, as so many teams have done against BYU this season. 23-20, TCU leads it. Dawson Baker harassed on the right side, frees himself for a moment. Dawson gets past Reynolds to the free throw line, stops at 10 feet, leans in, floats and misses strong. Rebound, Trevin Nell knocks it out of bounds, and it will be TCU basketball. Four different TCU players have hit threes, and the Horned Frogs are 5-for-9 from the three-point line.
And almost quizzically, BYU seems to be letting them shoot. That may be a strategy coming in, certainly not working yet.
Only 3 2-point field goals for TCU, 5 3-pointers. 15 of their 23 points from the arc. Alette will drive it from the arc. Straight away to Wenzel, knocked out of his hands, gets it back on a 5-second shot clock. Right wing to Robinson. He'll drive it, miss it at the rim, rebound BYU. There's Cougars on a clear. Kata, Saunders, Devin, forecourt left side, Dawson, left corner, Trevin Nell. Yes! Great ball movement. And Trevin Nell knocks down his first three, BYU's third Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the first half. BYU shooting it well from deep as well, just fewer in numbers. 3 of 6 from three, and BYU ties the game at 23. Post feed goes to Diallo. Diallo sees a double. Out of the double comes the pass. A skip from Alette in the right corner to Robinson. Robinson finds an open Wenzel, and another three from Wenzel. Three threes for Brendan Wenzel, and TCU takes the 26-23 lead. The Horned Frogs are 6-for-10 from deep, and that was a wide-open look. Yegor, left side, right wing Dawson. Trevin from the arc won't shoot it. Dawson straight away won't either. Passes left to Demon, 30 feet away on the left side. Under 7 to go here in half number 1. TCU 26 and BYU 23. Dawson straight away. Angle right now. Quick pull and fire and missed the 3 long off the top of the backboard. Timeout on the floor. 6:46 to go here in Fort Worth. TCU on red-hot 3-point shooting. 6-for-10 from deep. Leads BYU by a score of 26-23. This is Cougar basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. I said earlier that BYU allows the fourth highest percentage of opponent points on three-pointers. Opponents are scoring 42% of their points from the three-point line. Well, here in this one, TCU has 18 of its 26 points from the three-point line. That's almost 70%. It's been a thing for BYU this year. Opponents just getting hot from the perimeter.
I think part of the problem is in game planning is they see a team that's not particularly good from the three-point line and say, well, we want to force them to shoot it. But when you get to this level, guys can make shots. And if they have an open look like Wetzel, he's going to hit them. And now he's really confident because he's had open looks. And so you've got to be there on the catch and defending, and BYU just hasn't done a good job of that. These guys, anybody in the Big 12 at this level can make threes. You have to guard the three and cause them trouble or get something in their head where they aren't so confident to knock it down.
So we're almost 14 minutes into this game. TCU has 3 2-point baskets. 6 3-point buckets. 2 of 4 at the free throw line. BYU's out rebounding TCU, by the way, 10-9 at the moment. BYU 6 assists on 8 makes, but 5 turnovers. TCU 8 assists on 9 makes. Reynolds, we're back in, by the way. Renzel, straight away Reynolds. Reynolds, 18-footer, good. Wow, Noah Reynolds has 7.
No 3 there. That's just a good crossover step back.
And that's the first lead of larger than a possession for either team today. TCU 28 and BYU 23. Richie Saunders will drive it to the left block, send out on the wing left side to Dallin Hall. Dallin is 1 for 2 from 3. Down to a 5-second shot clock for Hall. Finds Foose at the free throw line. To the cutter, Saunders with 3 and with 2 and with 1, and that will be a shot clock violation. Yegor shot it late, banked in the 3, but it won't matter. It came late. Richie probably had to go to the hole with that with a 2-second shot clock. Tried to pass out of it, and it's a turnover for BYU. That's 6 here in the first half. BYU had 8 for the entire game against Texas Tech. Yeah. 28-23, yeah. TCU leading it.
Not a good feeling right there. Like BYU playing in a little bit of a fog and can get away from you quickly if you're not careful. There's a 3
for Reynolds. Yep, that's 10 for Noah Reynolds. TCU. Seen them all go in right now. 7 for 11 from deep. It's happening again to BYU. Richie will drive it and kick it. Right corner, Dallin Hall. Dallin to the wing right side. Cougs have to counterpunch at some point here. Yegor, cross it over. Passes out of the left elbow. There's a 3 for Dawson Baker. Really long. And a long rebound. Noah Reynolds chases down. Leads ahead to Uday. Drive and dunk. And just that quickly, it's a 10-point lead for TCU, 33-23. And Kevin Young calls timeout as things get away from the Cougars late here in the first half. 5:12 to play. We'll take a break. No, we'll stay right here with it. We'll stay right here on this team called timeout by Kevin Young. Moments ago, I was telling you that neither team had a lead of more than 2 or 3 points. Well, now it's a 10-point TCU cushion. 33-23, 10-0 TCU run. And 16-3. Is the longer run.
Not working on either end of the court for BYU. Obviously, the threes killing BYU on one end, but not getting very many good looks, although Dawson did get an open look from 3, but it was missed so badly that it's triggered a fast break for TCU to get an easy dunk. So nothing working for the Cougars the last few minutes.
TCU's not allowed a team to make more than 9 threes in any game this season. Meantime, BYU has seen 8 of its 14 opponents hit 10 or more threes, and TCU's on pace for that, certainly at 7 for 11 from deep here in the first half. So 21 of TCU's 33 coming from the three-point line. We come out of timeout with Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, Richie Saunders, Mawut Mag, and Fuseni Traore. Dallin into forecourt, left wing Saunders. Hooks it to Traore. He sees a double. Jumps out of it with a pass to Baker. One dribble, then the 3, and missed it. Rebound knocked out of bounds, fortunately for BYU, by Ernest Uday Jr. That was an identical play to what we saw earlier in the half when Foose passed out of a double for a 3 in the same spot, but Dawson didn't take it off the pass, took a dribble, and then missed the 3. Foose on the arc right side, up top to Hall. Dallin holds the ball above his head, right wing to Baker. Baker returns to Hall straight away. 12-second shot clock. 4:45 game clock. BYU down double digits, 33-23. A Euro run to the rim by Richie Saunders, and he scores it. And we've got a whistle right after the bucket. What do we have here? A warning on Richie Saunders for something. Did he catch the ball coming out of the bucket? Delay of game warning against Richie Saunders. So Saunders makes the bucket to give him six to lead BYU, then receives a talking to. And now BYU's deficit is 8, 33-25, 4:35 to go till halftime. The runner at the rim missed by Vashawn Ouellette. The Cougs now on the rebound from Foose. Have Hall into forecourt. Dallin hits the gas. Now hits the brakes at the three-point line. A nice no-look to Foose, and Foose with a hammer! The look away from Hall, and Foose with the finish. And just like that, the Cougs make it a six-point game. 33-27, a little 4-0 spurt for BYU.
Much more aggressive out of the timeout. That's the only way to counter an aggressive defense, is to go right back at them.
Noah Reynolds with 10, averaging 12 per game. Floats it up and misses it. Rebound Baker. She's averaging 12 on the year, is Reynolds, but scoring 20 a game in league play. Dallin Hall jumps a pass high to Baker, right to Saunders, bobbled it to the corner, but Mawut Mag's there to rescue it. Mawut to Baker near the timeline. The under 4 minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Down to a 10 second shot clock. BYU down 6, 33-27. Looking to make a strong run here before the break. Foose harassed at the 3 point line, left side to the cutter. Hall over the shoulder pass. Richie hammered on the 3 point try. He makes the shot and is fouled in front of the bench, and no call. How do you not call that? But suddenly it's BYU on a 7-0 run after it got to 10 with another Mountain America 3, and it's 33-31 on answer from BYU. Horned Frogs a 3 point lead, and Richie should have been shooting for a 4 point play. Straight away, Reynolds. Right corner, Wenzel. Post feed goes to Uday. He bobbled it out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. BYU on a 7-0 run. And Cougar basketball, when we come back to Fort Worth. TCU 33 and BYU 30 right back in this one on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Call this our All-Pro Capital Money Moment of the Game, brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. It's the Money Moment of the Game because BYU moments ago was down 10. But a 7-0 surge brings BYU to within 3. And coming off a TCU turnover before the timeout, it'll be BYU basketball, Mark, with a chance to get within 1 or tie this game. Great response from BYU after going down 33-23. Our new score is 33-30.
Well, whatever Coach Young said in that timeout, he did his best Tony Robbins impersonation because they came out of looking like a different team, much more aggressive. You saw Richie dribble hard to the basket, Dallin with a nice move, and then a dish to Foose. They're attacking. You've got to attack that defense. When teams take away your threes, you've got to go right at them and attack them and punish them for that strong perimeter defense.
We'll see how BYU breaks this timeout huddle. Yegor is going to stay on the bench. It'll be Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, Richie Saunders, Mawut Mag, and Fuseni Traore. Richie Saunders leading BYU with 9, Noah Reynolds with 10 to pace the Horned Frogs. 7 Cougs have scored. The only players to play and not score for BYU, Cannon Catchings and Kaba Keita. Dallin Hall up top. Left wing, Dawson Baker. Dawson holds it at his belt. Turns it over on a pass to Traore. That's turnover number 7. And then Foose runs up the back of Diallo. And that's going to be foul number 7. So it's a turnover that turns into a 1-1 the other way. Just out of nothing, Mark.
Yeah, Dallin's doing some good things and then making some mistakes out there. He's got to take that away as he just kind of fumbles it away. And not much of a foul there, but because Diallo fell down, they had to call it.
Diallo, 75% free throw shooter. Scoreless in this game, 1-1 on foul number 7. 4 fouls for TCU. Free throw miss. Cougs will take that. Richie Saunders will grab the missed free throw. And BYU into forecourt again, still just down 3, 33-30. Dallin Hall will jump it to Foose inside the 3-point line. He finds her open. Dawson Baker, left corner, tried to pass it back into Foose, knocked away, and then falling out of bounds with it. Fortunately for BYU is TCU. BYU nearly another turnover on a pass to Traore. 7 turnovers for BYU here in the first half. But that'll result in BYU possession as Horned Frogs couldn't handle on the bounce. So Baker will check out and Yegor will check in. So Demon and Hall playing together. Dallin Hall sending in near the corner into Traore. Return to Dallin. Dallin out between the circles. Slow bounce with his right hand with a five-second shot clock. 2:20 on the game clock. A bobble by Saunders out to Dallin. Who, oh, my goodness. He tried to throw it up almost underhanded.
I don't think they'll give him a shot here, will they?
There was 2 seconds on the shot clock, and Kevin Young is saying that's a three-shot foul. And they're saying a non-shooting because Dallin tried to throw it up at the very end, but they didn't give the benefit of the doubt or the three free throws, but it does result in a simple common foul. It'll be BYU basketball with a new clock on the sideline. Foul on Trezarian White, his first. Yeah, Dallin was on the arc late in the shot clock and was hooked on the arm, so tried to throw it up, did not get the call. All right, 2:10 to play in the half. 15-second shot clock for BYU. Dallin 30 feet away on the right side. Passing Yegor on the arc right. Now perimeter left to Saunders. Saunders was held, no call, as he drove it and resets out to Hall. Down to a 2-second shot clock. Richie for a three, knocks it down. It's a 10-0 BYU run. Saunders leading all scorers with a dozen. 10 straight for BYU. 33-33 is our score. Jamie Dixon irate and calls timeout. 1:48 to go until halftime. Whole new ball game. TCU went on a 10-0 run. BYU answers with a 10-0 run, and here we are. Saunders with 12 to pace all scorers. Richie, 2-for-4 from deep. That's another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. And BYU back to square here in Fort Worth.
I call him Rich 3 Saunders because he knocks that down late in the clock. And you see why people talk about Richie being an NBA type of guy, because he's doing it everywhere. But he shot that with the defender on him, knowing it was late in the shot clock, but he's able to get it off so quickly and high and knocks it down. That's really impressive to be able to do that.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Richie Saunders coming into the game as a 40% three-point shooter, and he's shooting 50 from the arc in this game at 2-for-4. Saunders averaging 12.9 points per game, already at 12, with 1:48 to go until halftime. Last year against TCU, Richie had 11 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. And Richie now has threes in 12 of his 14 games this season. The only Cougar with multiple threes in this game. We're back in TCU basketball. 33-33 is our new score, new ball game. Deshaun Ouellette on the arc left. High to Reynolds. Reynolds will drive it to the free throw line, jump it from there, miss it off the iron. Rebound slapped around, brought down by Mawut Mag. Great board by Mawut. BYU now can take a lead and extend the run past 10-0. Yegor drives, bobbles, strip, turnover. Here comes Ouellette the other way. Ouellette into the paint. A euro and a swat by Mawut Mag. Mawut doing it all, and here come the Cougs again down floor looking to untie this game. 33-33.
Oh, Yeager was getting ready to dunk that, and they just knocked it away. But what making things happen on the defensive side?
Yeager then takes a push. That'll be foul number 6, non-shooting. So BYU may or may not get to the bonus here in the first half. So the Cougs withstanding 8 first-half turnovers. The points off of turnovers are 10-3 in TCU's advantage. BYU shooting a good number, 57% from the field, 45 from 3. But just too many turnovers here in half number one, taking away possessions for BYU. But again, withstanding that to a tie ball game at 33-33. BYU on the floor with Demon, Hall, Saunders, Mag, and Traore. And Mawut has been magnificent defensively here in the first half. Yegor out near the timeline, 1:05 on the game clock. 15-second shot clock, the Russian on the bounce. Yegor to the top, down the lane, runs it to the rim, banks and scores! And it's a 12-0 run for BYU. Yegor Demon puts the Cougs on top, 35-33.
It's been over 4 minutes since TCU scored. Almost turned it over there.
Left wing Wenzel, top side Robinson, now on the right side Reynolds. Reynolds, stutter step, hesitation, drive on Mawut, takes a little contact, short on the runner as Mawut contested.
Yep.
And BYU can play for close to a final shot here. 30 seconds on the shot, 26, or 30 on the game, 26 on the shot, as they go quickly to Foose. And on his way to the rim, you heard the whistle blow. He takes a foul, doesn't make the shot, but he'll get two free throws with 26.3 to go. So the shot clock will now turn off. And Foose with a chance to extend BYU's lead to two possessions at halftime. It's 35-33 BYU. Yes, it's a 12-0 BYU run over the last 4 minutes and 16 seconds. The Cougs 5 for their last 5 from the floor. As Foose goes to the free throw line, BYU looking for two more. Foose on the first. Good. Traore with now 4 points, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. BYU's run now 13-0. This to make it a 14-0 surge. Foose at the line for the second of two. TCU led this game 33-23. Our new score is BYU 36 and TCU 33. And Foose to make it 37 at the line. BYU 5 for 8 at the stripe. Elijah Crawford checks in. Trey Stewart checks in for BYU defensively. Foose 2 for 2 and BYU's up 4. And it is indeed a 14-0 BYU run. Kaba in for Foose. So the Cougs' new lineup, Crawford, Stewart, Saunders, Mag, and Kada, as the Cougs look to defend maybe one last possession here. BYU should lead at halftime. 37-33, BYU on top. 22 seconds to play, shot clock is off. Trezarian White past the timeline. At the center stripe to Bashan Ouellette. Ouellette's slow bounce on Trey Stewart. Down to 10 seconds on the first half game clock. Ouellette over the shoulder pass to Wenzel. A drifting three. Strong on it. And the rebound to TCU with three and with two. Trezarian White reverse lay and fouled right before the end of the first half. And TCU can score two at the free throw line to end the half. Disappointing, Mark. Cougs got the miss. Couldn't get the rebound. And TCU with a chance to score with 0.9 to play here in the first half.
Yeah, that should never happen. The miss, and then it was a long rebound that hits the floor. Hard to imagine that happening, but BYU just couldn't get there. It's the first free throw good, so a chance to just finally get a point on the board in the last 5 minutes for TCU.
Ends the run at 14-0. BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official aeronaut of the BYU men's basketball team. BYU should lead, though, at the break. 37-34, 37-34. The score, the second is missed. Cable will throw, will not come close, and that is it. BYU by 3 at halftime. So no field goals for TCU in the final 5 minutes and 15 seconds of the first half, and BYU goes from down 10 to leading by 3 at the break. 37-34 is our halftime score. Halftime coverage begins after this on the new.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Go on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. BYU Cougars playing for an 18th consecutive win in their series against TCU. That's remarkable. BYU is also on a 20-game win streak when shooting 50% or better from the field. And the Cougs, Mark, shot 59% from the field in the first half. Only 8 turnovers kept this from being a larger lead than 3 points here at halftime.
Yeah, those turnovers and the hot 3-point shooting from TCU, that'll keep you in a game. But BYU did a better job late in that half. Let's see if they can carry that over here in the second.
And BYU with 8 turnovers, matching its game total from Tuesday against Texas Tech. So too many giveaways to be sure in the first half.
Well, TCU's no Houston, but they're no slouch either. They're a good defensive team.
They are really a good defensive team and really good against the 3-point shot as well. And BYU shot it well from there at 5 for 11. Okay, we are underway. Yegor Demon on a short corner post-up will drive it and drift it to Richie. Pass goes out to Mawut Mag on the 3-point line, a miss there, and it will come back the other way. So we see a change in the lineup. Cannon Catchings is out of the starting 5, Mark, replaced by Mawut Mag. And you could say, earned those minutes.
He did. He played great and gets a good wide-open look there, unable to hit it.
Cannon, the only player to start every game for BYU, does not start the second half. A drive by Micah Robinson takes a late hit by Kaba at the rim, so a chance for free throws.
To actually get Richie there. That's Richie, Kaba coming to help, but swatted it off the backboard. But
so Saunders picks up his, is that his second?
It is. Nope. That's his first, right? First foul for Rich. It does result in free throws here for Micah Robinson. He'll get two. A scoreless first half for Micah Robinson. Makes the first.
Yeah, too bad that first possession. You know, Yegor, I thought, had an easy layup. He passed out of it,
yeah.
But it did go to an open shooter, which is good, and just miss it. I mean, that would have been a really nice start to get a bucket in that first possession.
Robinson to make it a one-point game, and does so. Two for two on the trip. So, 37-36. The last 3 points have been scored by TCU, all from the free throw line. BYU in four court away from us. Trevenel will drive it, pass out of that to Richie for three, and that's good. Good decision right by Trevin as he drives, gets right to the rim, and finds an open Richie Saunders. Saunders with 15 to lead all scorers. BYU now 6 for 13 from deep. It's another Mountain America three-pointer, and the Cougs have a four-point lead at 40-36, matching the game-high cushion.
Yeah, the good decision depends on if the shooter makes it. If they make it, great decision.
Three the other way. No. Rebound falls to Demon off the miss by Vashawn Ouellette. And here comes Yegor. Finds Trevin Nell left corner. Takes a bump. No call on the baseline.
Oh.
To Kaba. And Kaba throws it down. Kaba gives BYU a game-high six-point lead. 42-36.
Heck of a play by Trevin to just make that pass as he looked like he was tied up.
High to Uday. Ernest Uday Jr. pirouetting at the top of the key. Left corner Ouellette. High to Robinson for three, knocks it down straight away. Micah Robinson, a 38% three-point shooter, and TCU has its eighth three of the day to six for BYU. Micah Robinson's first field goal is a three to make it a three-point game. 42-39, BYU by three. Richie will drive it from the corner, get right to the rim, lay it up with the right hand off the window. Richie Saunders taking over a little bit now, 17 for Rich.
He's got that look in his eye. He's had that 30-point game earlier. He's right on track for that here.
Let's call that drive to the rim a Hyundai power play of the game. Brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The Hyundai power play of the game, the Saunders drive. The TCU 3 missed at the other end, and Kaba grabs the rebound. The Cougs now have the ball and a five-point lead. Yegor passed the timeline. 2.5 gone here in half number two. To the cutter, Kaba. Kaba cut off in the paint, bounces out to Demon. Yegor looking to repost, not there, so he'll start a bounce toward the top of the key. 44-39, BYU leading it. The lead of five, game-high lead's been six. Yegor, drive, bounce pass to a cutting Mawut, bobble turnover, number nine for BYU. Here come the Horned Frogs the other way. Robinson, right wing Reynolds, topside Ouellette for three. Heavy, rebound Kaba. Now Kaba's clear in the glass with alacrity. That's five for Kaba. Down floor, Saunders, left wing, to the top. A bounce pass in the alley to Kada. Finds Mag. Mag in the short corner needs a rescue man, and Demon has it near the boundary. 10-second shot clock for BYU. 44-39, Cougar lead. Yegor driving, tried to dunk it. It pops out, and TCU on the rebound. Reynolds into forecourt. Reynolds left wing. Nearly a 7-point lead for BYU. It popped out. The tip didn't go. Ouellette. Straight away. Reynolds left side. Stripe extended left now. David Punch. High Ouellette. Vashawn Ouellette, the Canadian, to the left wing outside the three-point line. Just inside the perimeter now. He backs down Saunders with the 7-second shot clock. Vashawn Ouellette, turnaround jumper.
Wow.
Good. Wow. Vashawn Ouellette's got seven. Looking like a dunk at the other end. Turns into two the other way. 44-40-41 down to a three-point lead. The Cougars had a chance to push it, Mark. A little bit there. Did not go.
Two possessions should have been an easy layup and to get nothing out of it.
Saunders beats Punch to the paint. Heavy on the banker and knocked out of bounds by, or is it a foul? A foul on the drive. This could be free throws. Will it be?
But what will get free throws as he was trying to tip that miss from Richie and got fouled.
So it'll be Mawut at the free throw line after this. Timeout on the floor. 15:56 to play in the game. We've hit the under 16-minute media timeout. And BYU, which led by 6 moments ago, leads by 3 now. Mawut can make it 5 next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's Moving and Storage, we help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Really winnable game for BYU here. 44-41 lead at TCU. The Cougs are out shooting the Horned Frogs by 17 percentage points right now. 57-40, yet it's only a three-point lead. The Cougs, really nice job with the basketball in terms of distribution. BYU, 12 assists on 16 makes. That's a 75% clip. BYU's normal assist rate is 58.9%, so the Cougs are superseding that. TCU hanging in this ballgame due to three-point shooting. 8-for-16 from the three-point line to BYU's 6-of-13. So TCU pacing to be the ninth in 15 opponents for BYU that gets double-digit threes in a game. The Cougs may get there, too, at 6-of-13. And they might have. Richie Saunders has anything to say about it. Richie is 3-for-5 from deep. 17 points to lead all scorers on this day. Noah Reynolds with 10 has nothing after halftime.
I feel like BYU's missing some opportunities, though. Even though they can go up five here with Mowat's free throws, but they had a dunk miss. They had a layup off of a turnover that should have been a nice, easy layup, but was off the knee of Mowat Mag. And so that's two possessions where you could have gone up seven, maybe nine, and BYU did not get anything, and now they're only up three. So what you don't want to do is have a tight game late where anything could happen. You want to be able to extend this lead right now if you can, and Mowat will have a chance to hit a couple free throws here to get to five.
Makes the first of two. Mowat Mag gives the Cougs a four-point lead, 45-41. Mag with 3 points, two rebounds. Got the second half start. 2-for-2 on the trip. So, again, a Foose 2-for-2 to end the first half and a Mag 2-for-2 to open the second half. And there's BYU by five, 46-41. The Coug game-high lead's been six. TCU's game-high lead, 10. But it was after that 10-point lead that BYU went on a 14-0 run to erase it late in the first half. Trezarian White high to Brendan Wenzel. Wenzel, angle left, Vishon Ouellette. Ouellette drops it downstairs to Malik Diallo. Diallo working on Saunders. Passes right corner. Ouellette will fake the three. Drive on his numerical opposite, Yegor Demon. Good contest, and somehow it goes up and in anyway from Ouellette.
He just threw that up. That was not a shot. It was a throw, and it goes in somehow.
Somehow. 46-43. The Cougar lead down to three. Demon contested Ouellette into a throw off the window, and it went. Yegor up high. No look. Trevin, three wide open. Missed it. Rebound to David Punch.
Hard to get a better look than that with your best three-point shooter.
15 even to go. 46-43. TCU within three. Shoving away Demon is Punch, and then Punch misses at the rim. One of the call on Demon wasn't coming, and BYU on the rebound. Cougs up three. Yegor, one-hand whip in the corner to Mowat, drives and kicks. Richie off balance, passing to Trevin. Cycle to Yegor, three. No, it's another miss. Another wide-open three miss for BYU. It's 46-43. The Cougs remain on top by three. But great ball movement resulting in wide-open triple looks, and it's back-to-back misses for BYU. BYU now 6-for-15 from deep. 40% to TCU's 50. Punch. Not pressured on the perimeter. He'll drive, take a bump, run it up and in. One-point game. David Punch with his first field goal. And BYU, which had a chance to push that lead, could not. Now it's a one-point game. 46-45, 14 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in Fort Worth. Saunders bounces it to Foose into a double team. Short corner left. Pass goes right wing Nell. Nell will drive, stop on a double. In to Foose on a single team. Pivoting in the paint. Turnaround then spins out on a little push shot. And now things drying up for BYU. Rebound TCU. Vishon Ouellette, fourth court left side. Into a three for the lead. Heavy on it. Offensive rebound Punch. Reset. White for the three. Nope, missed that. Rebound Saunders.
These teams have been on fire all night now. No one can hit one.
Saunders takes a body check out near the timeline by Vishon Ouellette. That'll stop the clock at 13:35. Non-shooting situation. Foul number two for TCU to one for BYU. Dallin Hall will re-enter. Dawson Baker as well. Haven't seen Dawson in a while. Richie Saunders will stay on the floor. So, Hall, Baker, Saunders, Catchings re-enters, and Traore. Cannon Catchings started the game, did not start the second half.
The shooting plummeting here for BYU in the second half.
I said they were shooting 57% a moment ago, down to 51.6. Richie in the paint, squeezes it off the window. Nope, that doesn't go beneath the rim. 46-45, BYU on top by one. TCU off the carom. Manning right side, now top side Reynolds. On the angle left, Trezarian White. High Uday, handoff White. White free throw line, jumps to 8 feet, gets right to the rim, lead TCU. 47-46. BYU 0 for its last six from the field. Bad time for a scoring drought. 6-0 run for TCU. The cutter is Catchings. Takes the pass from Foose. Catchings right up and in at the rim. BYU retakes the lead 48-47. Ends the 6-0 TCU run. Another assist for Traore.
Yeah, terrific look. Went from down. Traore drew Cannon's defender. Cut it. He cut to the hoop.
They gave the assist Saunders. That's not how we saw it, is it, Mark?
No.
Reynolds on the run to the rim. His first two in the second half. So they misapplied an assist for Richie Saunders. Should have gone to Foose either way. TCU retakes the lead, 49-48. 12:35 to play. Was that a team called timeout? It was, so we'll take it. TCU back in front. BYU won for its last seven from the field. And Kevin Young will gather his team during this break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Texas Tech holding on to the lead in the second half right now over third-ranked Iowa State. Texas Tech up 54-48 in that one. Toppin has 16 points so far in the game in that one. Another game in the Big 12. Kansas extending a lead in Cincinnati. Jayhawks ranked 11th, and they're up 42-37. That game, 5 minutes left in the second half. Now back to Fort Worth with Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. TCU looking for only its second win this season when trailing at halftime. BYU looking to avoid losing a second consecutive game when leading at halftime. The Cougs led Texas Tech at the break on Tuesday, lost that one by 5. BYU led TCU by 3 at the break here today and trails by 1, 49-48 with 12:35 to play here at Ed and Ray Schollmeyer Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. BYU out rebounding TCU 24-18. The Horned Frogs are 2-6 this year when being out-rebounded.
This game trending a little bit like that Texas Tech game. BYU just not hitting their good looks here in the second half. And now TCU finding some rhythm. Had last three possessions have been fairly easy layups. And so Coach Young was furious at the officials at that. As much as I've seen him so far, I don't know if he's worried about the screens that were being set. TCU certainly getting free and getting easy looks.
All right, BYU going the full 94 here. Dawson Baker into Dallin Hall. Dallin forecourt. Hall, Baker with Mag, Catchings, and Traore. Dallin drives into a. Dawson drives into a turnover in the paint. Three the other way. Missed by Wenzel. Rebound to Mag. Falls to the ground. Gives to Hall. Hall races into forecourt. BYU down one. 49-48. Catchings right corner. Now Hall right wing. Turnover number 10 for BYU a second ago. Five turnovers is all for TCU. Cannon will drive. And he misses right at the rim. But he's fouled. He'll get two free throws out of it. But Cannon's a sub-50% free throw shooter. We've seen Demon and Catchings drive for would-be dunks. Then neither goes here in the second half.
I like the aggressiveness. I think sitting Cannon at the start of this half, maybe put a little fire under him. That's a good, strong move. Just got fouled right enough to make the dunk miss.
Takes us to the under 12-minute media break with 11:58 to play. It'll be Catchings at the free throw line to hopefully give BYU back the lead. It's TCU in front by one, 49-48. Catchings shoots free throws next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah, the lowest prices, and three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. BYU shot 59% in the first half. And in the second half, BYU shooting 36%. BYU now trails TCU by 149-48.
Yeah, and they had a chance to really open it up at 5, 6, 7 point lead and had some really open looks. A lot of if, woulda, coulda, shoulda type things, but now they're in a battle and they're going to have to really grind this one out here in Fort Worth.
We come back into Cannon Catchings free throws. Yeah, BYU shooting plummeting and one for the last seven from the field. BYU now shooting 52% to TCU's 42, but again, the Cougs are over 50%. They've won 20 straight games. when keeping that number above 50%. We come back to catching's free throws. Cannon needs to figure this part of his game out a little bit. He's 14 for 29. That's 48% from the free throw line. He has two free throws here to give his team a lead with 11:58 to play here at Schollmeyer Arena in Fort Worth. It's a small building, the smallest in the Big 12, and not a great crowd on this Saturday afternoon. It's been cold weather, but the roads have cleared up enough that still not a great crowd. So it's not the kind of thing that BYU's wandering in any kind of lion's den here. It's an atmosphere you can deal with.
Yeah, they made BYU fans buy a multi-game package to get in this as Cannon does hit the first free throw. So maybe not. There's quite a few BYU fans, maybe not as many would be otherwise.
So catching's now exactly 50% and now under 50%. Got to 15 for 30. Now he's 15 for 31 as he goes 1 for 2.
We're all tied up again. Another back-and-forth game we're seeing.
The 49ers. BYU and TCU tied at 49. 11:45 to play. 3 for Wenzel to untie the game. Strong on it. Rebound catchings. Good carom by Cannon. Outlets to Dallin Hall.
Well, you're lucky Wenzel has cooled off a little bit. He had 3 in the first half.
Yeah, TCU as a team has cooled off to 1 for 8 from deep here in the second half after a 6. Rather, after a 7 for 12 first half from deep. Dawson Baker drives from the left wing and should have been turnover number 11, but somehow TCU let it bobble out of their bodies out of bounds. But that was Dawson just down the barrel and lost the handle. And fortunately, he didn't get grabbed up by a TCU Horned Frog. It's BYU basketball.
Usually super effective at that, but it has not been his day today.
Trevin Nell will check in for Dawson Baker. And Dawson today, 5 points on 2 of 6, has 2 turnovers. Close to number 3 there, but it's BYU basketball. Cannon will drive it. Find an open Nell for 3. He missed it. Put back and a hang on the rim by Foose. And what will they call?
They're not going to count it. They're not going to count it because Foose was hanging.
Oh, my goodness.
It went in, but Foose, even when it went through the net, was still hanging on the rim. So another
chance at the rim goes begging for BYU. Wow. BYU 1 for its last 8 on the offensive basket interference call.
He tried to dunk it off the rebound, and it just slipped out of his hands. So his hands went to the rim, and the ball went off the backboard and in.
After a 59% first half, it's a 33% second half shooting so far for BYU. 10:55 to play. Tie ball game, 49-49. Reynolds to untie it. Another 3 miss. Rebound. Dallin Hall snatching it away from Ernest Uday. Well done. To catchings on the wing left side. Corrals a high ball high to Hall. Dallin will drive it over the shoulder, turnover. Breakaway for Noah Reynolds. Reynolds being trailed and blocked.
Oh, what a block.
And loose. And Fusene Terreri comes away with it after another block shot from a Whoop Mag off a breakaway by Reynolds. BYU in forecourt. Can the Cougs make the Horned Frogs pay?
What a remarkable defensive play. Wow.
Cannon catchings travels, turnover number 12.
Dribbling the whole time, unless they say he carried it.
TCU scoring drought of 2.5 minutes. BYU no field goals in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. BYU 1 for its last 8. TCU 0 for its last 4. Both teams having a tough time putting in the bucket right now as Catchings will have a seat very despondent. 49-49 as we are stagnant here in Fort Worth. Robinson drives from the corner, right to the rim, bank and score with the foul. 3-point play chance for TCU. BYU had its chances, Mark, here in the second half, early in the second half to create distance, as you noted a couple of times, and now you're in a fight, and now TCU's landed the last punch to go up 51-49. Micah Robinson, 7 points. This for 8, averaging 5.6. He's surpassed that. His career high is 10. Freshman from Kansas City makes the free throw. Had scored 4 points or fewer in 7 straight games. He has 8 in this game.
Well, you need someone to step up and make a play here.
Offense drying up for the Cougs here in frosty Fort Worth. A jump pass from Hall to Foose from out of the free throw line. The pass to Mag, strong on the three. And TCU on the rebound. BYU shooting 30% in the second half after a nearly 60% first half. Robinson will dive down the lane. Lose the ball as he knocked Nell over. No call. Into the hands of Ouellette. He'll scoop and make at the rim. 54-49. TCU by five. Cougs had a lead of six here in the second half at 42-36. The lead gone, a deficit of five. Richie Saunders to the bump. Right wing Hall. Will take a huge three and knock it down. Shot of the night for BYU. Did BYU need that? Dallin Hall makes it a two-point game. The bomb from Dallin right side. No better time. With things starting to slip away a little bit here in the second half. TCU on a bit of a run. Dallin Hall cans a big one from the right side. Three-pointer for BYU. Three to answer by Reynolds. And just like that, TCU back in front by five. 15 for Reynolds on his third three of the day.
Reynolds is down, holding his face, it looks like. I don't know if he got someone on the follow-through, got him.
As big a shot as that was from Dallin Hall, just got erased.
Yeah, that's what happens in a, I mean, we saw it with Texas Tech the other night, and you let a team hang around, and then they start hitting shots, big shots. Reynolds appears to be okay.
And they'll go to the monitor to have a look at what brought Reynolds to the floor and see if anything more comes.
Looking at the last play to see a potential flagrant one.
You heard it there, looking for a flagrant one. That's the referee, Mike, at courtside.
Would not be good if there was a flagrant. BYU reeling a little bit, starting to get late in this game. They did get the big shot from Dallin, but that's kind of been the one bright spot in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, Mawut Mag dragged his fingers across the face of Noah Reynolds on his follow-through, but that doesn't really, I don't think it really meets a definition. He was simply putting up a hand to contest, and as the hand came down, it kind of came across the nose of
previous play stance.
Here we go. So nothing there.
Well, BYU could use a finish here like they had in the first half. A big run.
Yep.
Kind of a similar spot here, but
BYU 2 for its last 10 from the field. Kevin Young is going to go with Dallin and Yegor Demon playing together now. So Hall and Demon with Nell, Saunders, and Kada. Trevin today 1 for 4 from deep. Four Cougs have threes. Saunders has three of them. Dallin two. Singletons for Nell and Baker. BYU 7 for 18 from deep. TCU 9 for 22. No TCU opponents had double-digit threes in a game this year. Dallin Hall up top of the 15-second shot clock. Left to Nell. Nell gets around punch to the left block. Out to Dallin. Dallin will fake that three. Drive it, pull it back out to the perimeter left side. Down to a 5-second shot clock. Hall gets a step, hands off to Kada for the hammer. The drive by Dallin Hall, the dish beneath the rim to Kada, right hand thump, and BYU makes it a 3-point game, 57-54. Kada with 4 points and 5 rebounds.
Dallin Hall stepping up to the challenge, made a couple of nice plays.
Driving kick by Reynolds, punch. Punch will spin, get low, take a hold from Demon, non-shooting. Foul number three. Not a lot of whistles here in the second half. We're under eight to go, and that's only three fouls for BYU and three for TCU. The under 8 minute media timeout being taken, so we'll take that break too. 7:57 on the clock. 57-54 TCU lead on the scoreboard on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location, the team you trust. BYU down three. 57-54 is our score here at TCU. BYU trying to be the first team to hand TCU a home loss this year. The Horned Frogs are 8-0 in this building. Over the last two seasons, of a 20-4 home record. Time on the clock, 7:57. It'll be TCU basketball as we come back in out of the timeout. BYU for the game shooting 51%, 40% in the second half. TCU shooting 43% for the game, but 47% in the second half. Both teams struggling to make shots from the arc in the second half where they were not struggling in the first. BYU in the second half, 2-for-7 from deep, and TCU was 2-for-10. The Cougs still out rebounding the Horned Frogs, 28-20.
Yeah, doing a lot of good things. That just not hitting big shots, but I tell you, down hall the last couple of possessions, that big three, difficult crossover step back three when BYU desperately needed it. And then a nice dribble penetration dump off to Kaba Keita for the dunk. BYU's got to get some things happening defensively. I think just too easy right now for TCU. They haven't hit a lot of shots, but they got that three from Reynolds and able to get to the rim a couple of times here. And BYU will have to have a defensive stop here as they picked up the foul. 20-second shot.
Our check of points in the paint is brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. And BYU leads in points in the paint. 24-20 is the margin. Are you coming back into a TCU send-in? Baseline out of bounds beneath the TCU bucket. TCU forecourt right in front of us. The lob goes out to near the timeline to Vashawn Ouellette. Ouellette returns to Reynolds on the wing right side. Reynolds, 15 to lead the Horned Frogs. Wenzel receives the pass three-point range left from his former Wyoming teammate, Noah Reynolds. Now punch just inside the three-point line. Feeds a post to Diallo. Diallo having to work around Keita. Scooped around him and missed it. And then a loose ball foul goes against Yegor Demin. Unbelievable. BYU gets the miss, and they do not get the ball because it's a loose ball foul on Yegor Demin, and it'll remain TCU possession.
Yeah, terrible shot. You see what we want? Diallo taking that shot. He traveled but still missed it. You know, you look like they had rebounders, and Demin was on the floor, and he's the one that gets the whistle.
Now BYU's got to somehow find a miss in this possession. That should have been ended. The possession should have been over for TCU. A terrible shot by Punch. Reynolds to the right side, outside the three-point line. Angle left, Ouellette. Ouellette spins on Saunders, drives, blocked, foul, free throws. Foul number four on BYU, make it five, pardon me. 7:23 to go, Saunders picks it up, and it's free throws. So, when the possession should have been over, it was not ended, and it can result in points now for TCU. TCU leads by three, 57-54. Plenty of time left for BYU. Cougs with a great end of the first half and a good strong start to the second half, but missed many chances at the rim at a really key bench juncture of the game that allowed TCU to hang around. As that'll help BYU. The miss by Vashawn Ouellette. Ouellette, a 76% free throw shooter, misses the first of two. These are his first free throw tries of the day. He's got 9 points.
TCU just 6-for-11 from the free throw line.
0-for-2, offensive rebound, punch, fouled on his way up. More free throws.
Wow.
Wow is it right. BYU cannot end this possession. It's TCU with another look, this time from the free throw line. TCU's not a good free throw team. They shoot 64% on the year. And David Punch shoots 40%. But what did Punch do in the first half? 2-for-2. That would mean he's due for misses. So David Punch, 4 points on the day, 2 free throws with his team up 3.
Well, Richie's undersized, but he's got to keep his man behind him on these free throws, especially his miss.
There's another miss. So 3 straight free throw misses for TCU. And again, Punch was due by the numbers. 57-54. If the Cougs can somehow get out of this minute-long possession, it seems like, with no damage done, that would be something. Second for Punch. Got that one. So he's 3-for-4. And the lead is now 4 for TCU, 58-54. 7:17 to go. Yegor bounce it to Richie Saunders, starts it for BYU left side. Still left side, Nell, now high to Yegor. Yegor to the right corner, Richie. Quick pull and fire and score! The frozen rope from the right side.
Oh, it is a three.
Three-pointer for Richie Saunders, and the Cougs draw within one, 58-57. That's 20 for Richie.
Wow, what a play.
Vashawn Ouellette. Outside the right elbow, high to Wenzel, left wing Reynolds. He's 25 feet away. BYU's gotten within one, 58-57. Wenzel stops at the free throw line. Right wing punch, right corner three. A miss by Reynolds, a rebound to Baker. BYU can take a lead. 6:39 to go. TCU 58, BYU 57. Richie drive, try the reverse. Fouled on his way up. He'll get free throws out of it. That will bring the foul disparity to 6-4. Six fouls for BYU now, four for TCU, and Richie should be shooting two here. They conversed about it, and he will. So, Saunders, a chance to give BYU the lead back. It's 58-57 Horned Frogs. Richie will shoot two on the foul to David Punch, his third, and the Horned Frogs fourth here in half number two. And here we go. Richie at the line. It's 20 to lead all scorers for Saunders. Oh. Miss wide right.
Yeah, that's just his first free throw, notwithstanding the 20 points and not close.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen. Siegfried and Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. So Richie cannot give BYU the lead. He can tie the game. And does so. 21 for Saunders. 58-58 our score. It's a grinder here in Fort Worth. 6:31 to play. Can the Cougars withstand a 13-5 turnover disparity and find a way to win this one? The Cougars are minus 10 in points off of turnovers. Tied up at 58. Bashawn Ouellette, 30 feet away right side. Slow bounce to the top. From his left to his right, the pass goes elbow right to Trezarian White. Out to Ouellette. Ouellette will drive it. Cut off beneath the basket with a two-second shot clock. Leans back and banks and misses. And the rebound, Richie Saunders. Great defensive approach from BYU to go late in the clock. Nell has an opening, drives into the paint, flips up a shot on contact, and will get two free throws. He got Ernest Uday in the air, hit the brakes at the right block, squeezed it up, knowing he wouldn't make the shot, but he drew the foul to get two free throws. So, chance for BYU again to go back in front at the free throw line. Trevin Nell has not taken a free throw today. Trevin on the year shoots him well, 75%.
Look good. Smart play by Nell, but he did have an open look from the three. I want him to shoot that if he can.
Free throw good. BYU's back in front. BYU shot 70% or better in eight of its last 10 games. That's at the free throw line. Of course, the one of the two outliers came Tuesday against Texas Tech when BYU shot 57%. The Cougs are at 69 right now. Nell for the second of two. Got them both, and it's BYU by two. 60-58 with 5:55 to play. It's a 6-0 run over the last minute and a half for BYU. Cougs on top. Noah Reynolds to the top. To the left elbow. Terminates. Sends on the wing to Wenzel. Return to Reynolds. Stripe extended. Left side. Off balance shot in the paint. Missed it. Rebound to Kaba Keita. Kaba grabs the carom. That's six boards to go with 4 points in BYU basketball. Yegor. From back to front, right to left. Yegor going away from us. Four, make it six team fouls for BYU to five for TCU. Richie has the open three, doesn't take it. Trevin does and missed it. It's an air ball from Nell. And the rebound to TCU, or right into the hands of a TCU player. There was nothing to rebound off of. Wow. 60-58, BYU's lead two. Trevin had the look you wanted and time in the corner. Noah. Passing out to Trezarian White. Takes a hold from Dawson. Will drive it on the late whistle and the foul and a chance for a three-point play. BYU would have been better served had the first foul been called on the drive and not on the finish. And the game's tied up at 60. And TCU can untie it at the free throw line. Trezarian White with six.
A tough night for Dawson. And, man, that's the shot you want from Trevin in the corner. Maybe now we know why he passed up that first opportunity, tried to go to the rim, because just didn't seem very confident in that shot, even though it was a good look.
I gave White six. He has eight. This for nine now. 60-60. 5 minutes even to play. Free throw made. It just thudded off the flange and dropped in. One for three. Make it two for three for White on the night, or the afternoon in this case. 61-60. TCU leading BYU. Demin finds Nell, but he's 35 feet away right side. Too far out. Crossover by Yegor. Lost the handle. Turned it over.
Get on the floor.
Tries to get it back and does not. Ouellette comes away with it. And now Wenzel to Reynolds. Thought up about the three. Passed out of it to Wenzel. Wenzel in the left corner. BYU 14 turnovers to TCU's 5. If BYU loses, that will be the number. Reynolds. Accelerate to the free throw line. One hand runner at the rim. Scoop and score. 3-point lead for the Horned Frogs. Timeout coming for BYU. We'll take it. 4:16 to go. TCU leads at 63-60 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody. From burgers to wings, shakes to salads, JCW's quality and a lot of it. In Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Well, in our pregame interview, Coach Kevin Young telling us that he felt that late in the game against Texas Tech was the team with more of an edge, and that's why the Red Raiders came back to win that game by five. And BYU had a late lead here at TCU, and they're kind of on the edge again here. TCU's gone in front by three at 63-60.
And it looks like Reynolds has kind of taken that Darien role for Texas Tech, to just get the ball in his hands and putting his head down, going to the rim. He's able to score that there. But it's really about what BYU's doing. Another turnover. That's four turnovers for Yegor, and missing shots. Air ball and a corner three from Trevin, and missed dunks here and there. I mean, this game was there for the taking for BYU. Obviously, still has a great chance to win this game, but they're letting a lot of opportunities slip by, and there's not going to be many more.
On Tuesday, you knew exactly why BYU lost the game. The season worst number from the three-point line, and under 60% at the free throw line. You lose by five, and there's your culprits. In this game, it's turnovers and points off of turnovers. TCU's turned it over five times, BYU 14 times. Points off of turnovers. TCU 15 and BYU 3. BYU gave the Horned Frogs enough points for right now a three-point lead. We'll see if it's enough points for a win. BYU has time and only a one-possession game to work with. Plenty of time and only down three. Saunders cut off on the right block. We're back in. Demon straight away. He'll drive it wide open to the rim and the lay-in. Good, and there was no whistle elsewhere. Call the back, basket good. BYU within one, 63-62.
There's kind of a pause because Kaba and his man went to the floor, yep. And we didn't know if there would be a whistle or not.
There was not, so it's a driving lay-in for Demon. Yegor's got 8 points, three rebounds, four assists, balancing out those four turnovers. This 63-62, Horned Frogs by one. 3.5 to go. What a finish we have for you in Fort Worth. The lob up from White coming down with it is Uday beneath the basket and then turns it over to Mag. Maybe we missed the step on the end line, but BYU comes away with it regardless. Now BYU plays for the lead. Richie, drive and kick, Demons. Free throw line extended left side. Now top side, Dallin Hall between the rings. Left hand bounce for Hall. Switching to his right. A head shake. A drive. Pass to Lett to a wide open Richie for three. Knocks it down! Richie Saunders, 24! His fifth three, and the Cougs lead by two, 65-63. What a comeback by the Cougs under three to play.
Veteran leadership in Hall and Saunders really making it happen.
BYU five for its last six. Listen to the BYU fans in the stands here in Fort Worth. A left
big
for three.
Three,
missed it. Rebound, Yegor, hit
that's
from behind. Gotta be a foul, it is. Yegor going high for the rebound. He was clocked across the back of the head. It's a loose ball foul on TCU, and that'll be six against the Horned Frogs. We're gonna be bonus rest of the way both ways. BYU seven fouls, TCU six. The Cougars not in the bonus yet, but they will be on the next foul. Kava checks out, Foose in, so it is Hall, Demon, Saunders, Mag, and Traore. BYU asking, is it free throws? Nope, it's only foul number six, no free throws. But it's BYU in front, Mark, by two. They can make it three, four, or five, the lead on this possession.
A good position on the rebound from Yegor. He got really hit in the head, still holding his head, but almost a blessing not to go to the free throw line at 1-on-1 for this team.
Dallin Hall to the top, right wing Demon. Richie Saunders from the right corner. Sees a double, turns it over, right to Reynolds. Reynolds drives it the other way. That's 15 turnovers for BYU. And the handoff to the cutter, David Punch. And he provides the punch in the paint. The dunk ties the game at 65. BYU, a chance to push the lead. Another turnover and more points off of turnovers. It's been killing the Cougars. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Foose sees a double team in the short corner, jumps a pass to Hall. Wide open is Yegor! Missed the three long. A slap out rebound by Saunders. That's huge. Under two to go. All effort by Saunders to keep it alive. and keep the Cougs' victory hopes alive. Foose inside the three-point line. Holds it out for Richie. Richie will drive it. Lean. Miss at the rim. He's fouled. He'll get free throws. On foul number 7, we've got to the bonus. This will be a two-shot foul. Richie to the line in a two-point game. And here we go. 1:44 to play. 65-65. Richie shaking off the collision. He's coming up limping.
Well, he's trying to walk it off. I think he'll be all right. But a great play as Richie came off a curl from Foose and able to get to the rim. Richie's been big. He did have that turnover last possession, unlike him, but he's hit the big shots for BYU.
If BYU loses, it'll be on points off of turnovers. If BYU wins, it's probably because of this guy, Richie Saunders, who makes the free throw, and that's 25. So in his first four Big 12 games, he's got a 30-point game and so far a 25-point game going. He had two lower-scoring games in losses to Houston and Texas Tech, but on the win over Arizona State, 30, and now 26 in a lead against TCU, 67-65. Can the Cougs hold this lead? 140 to go. 100 seconds remain here in Fort Worth. Cougs by two. Reynolds at the top. Reynolds left wing. Across the lane. Strip. Got it back. Foul! Oh, it's a foul and a reach by Dallin Hall. 1-1 coming up for Noah Reynolds.
Wow, that was close. BYU almost had it a couple of times.
BYU basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. The location now, the free throw line for Noah Reynolds. Has not taken a free throw today. 17 points without the benefit of a free throw. 71% free throw shooter on the year. Reynolds with a 1-1. BYU up to 67-65 here at TCU. Reynolds bounces, spins, shoots, and scores.
Reynolds has been excellent in this game. He's a good player.
Five consecutive double-figure scoring games, averaging 18-plus in those five. The Big 12's leading scorer in conference games, Noah Reynolds, second of two. It's a make. And that near steal for BYU turns into 2 points for TCU. 90 seconds to go. Fans on their feet here in Fort Worth. 67-67 is our score. Who's got the biggest playmakers down the stretch? Foose at the three-point line, left side, to Richie up high. Richie will drive it, stop in the left block. Bounce it out to Yegor. Yegor will get to the rim. Blocked! Out of bounds. It'll be BYU basketball with a 10-second shot clock.
I think if you've got to play out of this out of bounds, try and free up Richie. He's been your guy. He's starting away from the inbounder. And they'll probably call timeout, draw something up here. It's a big 10 seconds for BYU.
All right, the Cougars down to one timeout remaining. TCU has two. Pardon me, that was the last timeout taken by BYU. So the Cougars are now out of timeouts. All right, that previous call was on Kevin Young. So that's zero timeouts remaining for BYU, two for TCU. 1:12 on the clock. 67-67 our score and a 10-second shot clock for BYU in the Cougar forecourt.
Well, this is exhausting. This has been quite a grind of a game for BYU, just trying to find some way to get a road victory.
BYU this year is 0-2 in true away games, losing big at Providence, losing big at Houston. It's a much tighter affair. But can the Cougs find a way to get their first true away win? TCU has not lost a home game this year, 8-0, including a Big 12 home win over Kansas State last week. In the closing seconds, BYU playing for a 7th straight win in Fort Worth and an 18th straight win over the Horned Frogs overall. The series all-time is in BYU's favor, 20-3.
Well, BYU likes to run a guy off a couple screens and have a corner three from, I imagine it would be Richie, see if they try something like that.
26 for Saunders on 9-13, 5-7 from deep, 3-4 at the line. 29 points, 6 rebounds for Saunders. His 6 boards are second to Foose's 7. Kaba also with six carries. The inbound will come from Yegor.
Here it comes.
To Saunders. And Saunders stepped on the sideline. Whoa. And turns it over. That is turnover number 16 for BYU. 16-6 on the turnovers. 17-6 in the points off of turnovers. Coming out of the timeout, you drop for that play and a step on the sideline. Turnover.
Right call. Richie caught it, and then he just slid out of bounds.
67-67. Noah Reynolds into the paint.
Travel.
Nearly traveled with it. Squeezes up a shot that's no good, and then out of bounds, BYU catching a break. So both teams messing up on either end of the floor there. A step out of bounds for BYU, and then Reynolds, who should have been called for a travel, ends up just squeezing up a shot that goes out of bounds and ends up in BYU possession. So 58.7 to go. So wipe out the last 15 seconds. We didn't see any of it. Well, it's BYU basketball.
This game may end up being not players making big plays, just players not messing up.
Dallin Hall in. Here we go. Under a minute to go. 55 seconds remain. Yegor Damon into forecourt. The Russian freshman, right-hand dribble. To his left, to the top. The slip screen low to Foose, right to the rim. Missed at the rim. Rebound TCU. Here come the Horned Frogs. Reynolds down the barrel. Now sizing things up, left wing. Crossover on Nell. Both teams shooting free throws. Both teams single bonus. Timeout Jamie Dixon with a 19-second shot clock. A 35.5 game clock. So we're counting possessions. TCU may be on its final, and BYU hoping to secure a final. 67-67 is our score. 35.5 on the clock, and TCU's taking its penultimate timeout.
Well, that was a weird play there. I thought Yegor did a heck of a job getting it to Foose, where he usually is money, and wasn't really close on his little jumper. Now it's up to BYU to get a stop defensively. Either way, they'll have another chance to either tie it up or win the game. But you got to get the stop here and take that pressure off yourself and just have the win option.
Quiet day for Foose at 1-for-3 from the field, 5 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists.
Well, they have double teamed him every time he touched it, but that was a chance for him to just do the Foose that we've seen, and maybe shot a little quick and just couldn't hit it.
67-67 our score. The second half has been played to TCU's advantage, 33-30. BYU led by 3 at halftime.
Well, if BYU doesn't have that timeout, they're not only talking about this defensive possession, but I'll be drawing up a couple scenarios for their offensive possession.
Both teams in the 1-and-1. BYU has fouled 8 times and TCU 7 here in the second half.
Well, it's been all Reynolds here, and he's forced it the last couple times. So we'll see if Jamie Dixon draws up something a little bit better to free him up.
Sideline send-in near the TCU bench, Vashawn Ouellette.
They got Mawut face guarding Reynolds.
Right side White. High to Reynolds with a 15-second shot clock, a 30-second game clock. Reynolds will drive it down the left side of the lane, bank it, and score it. TCU leads it on the runner by Reynolds. He's got 21. 69-67 Horned Frogs, 20 seconds to play. Yegor has the ball knocked out of his hands. Left side, right wing, Hall. Hall will penetrate. Stop at 10 feet, finds Yegor. Down to 10 seconds for the lead. Demon missing a 3, and the rebound out of bounds off of BYU. That may do it. TCU basketball with 6 seconds to play.
Well, you got to foul immediately and hope for a 1 miss on the free throws. Not a good shot there. Not a good shot. Yegor forcing that, turning away from the basket as he shot it.
0-for-3 is Demon from 3. Yegor Demon is 1 for his last 23 threes somehow. All right, TCU basketball. 6 seconds. BYU can get a steal here and change things in a hurry. The inbound goes to Robinson, and he's fouled. And it's 1-and-1 still. Not a two-shot situation, as noted. So still plenty of time. Even should he make 2 free throws, BYU will have a look. But no timeouts to work with. So
by no means done.
He's got a true enough. Right, it is a 2-point lead at 69-67. So, yes, make them both, and the game is about 1. Make 1 and keep BYU in it. The Cougs have no timeouts, so Kevin Young's using this time to work with his guys at the sideline with the board. He'll use this personnel exchange to get a mini timeout of sorts. So 69-67, Horned Frogs lead it. 4.9 to go. The Cougs need a miss to stay alive. 9 fouls for BYU, 7 for TCU. BYU's shooting in the second half was the undoing tonight, if indeed the Cougs do fall. 4.9, can they find a way somehow? Down 2. Free throw, good. Rattles home by Robinson, and this for the ball game. Robinson, an 80% free throw shooter, is 4 for 4 today at the line. 9 points for Robinson, nearly doubling his per game average.
Well, if he makes it, it's over, but if he misses, you got to be quick, and it's going to take a second to just kind of gather that rebound and get it out. So
Cougs will have a shot here with a free throw miss. So have a shot with a free throw miss to tie this game with under 5 seconds to go. Robinson at the free throw line.
Took Richie out, which is crazy.
Got it. That'll do it. 71-67. Down to 4 and down to 3. Dallin Hall shoots a 3. Banks and misses. And TCU ends BYU's 17-game win streak over the Horned Frogs. 71-67. Frogs win it on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, the Cougars gave one away here in Fort Worth. BYU with 16 turnovers to TCU's 6, falls by 4, 71-67. Points off of turnovers where the game was won for TCU. A plus 11 advantage on BYU in the game. The Horned Frogs win by 4. BYU shot 38% in the second half after a 59% shooting first half. And the Cougs fall to 1-3 in the Big 12. Mark, 10-5 overall on the season.
Yeah, another gut punch for this team. I thought they were in a great position, game tied with the ball in their hands. They got the ball down low to Foose, which is, I can't imagine, a better thing that you want in your offense, and he missed it. And then they come down defensively. You put Mowat Mag on their best player, who they, you know, are going to go to Noah Reynolds, and he comes off a high screen, and that big guy has got to go hedge. And instead, he's a left-hander, so he's able to turn the corner and get to the bucket for an easy bucket. And just those little things. I mean, that's the difference between a win and a loss. You making a shot and then getting a hedge on a high screen, and all of a sudden you're looking at a loss and a three game losing streak and another road loss, and everything's terrible. Whereas you could have, you know, make the right plays and do the right things. You come out here with a win and you're feeling good about yourself. So it's a hard lesson to learn, but this team's learning them.
All right, BYU shoots on the game 48%, 38 from 3, 74 from the stripe. TCU shoots 42, 38, and 63. The Cougs out-rebound TCU by 11, 35-24. 16 assists on 22 makes for BYU as well, a good number there. But 16 assists balanced by 16 turnovers won't get it done. Richie Saunders, 26 points. Not enough for BYU today as TCU wins at 71-67. Coming up next, we'll kick off Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live with Ben Bagley and then return to TCU and hear from head coach Kevin Young. 71-67, TCU's long losing streaks against BYU all coming to an end here today on the new.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Welcome on into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU falls to 1-3 in the Big 12 play and 10-5 overall with a 71-67 loss in Fort Worth to TCU. You heard Greg and Mark talk about it. 16 turnovers, tough go for the Cougars, and holding on to the ball today, that really cost them dearly. Another stat out there that you should look at is 4 of 17 from 3 for BYU Cougars not named Richie Saunders. That's 23% from beyond the arc. Richie did have a nice night shooting from beyond the arc. The rest of the team continues to struggle from three. The Cougars look to get things back on track on Tuesday as they host Oklahoma State at the Marriott Center. 7 o'clock tip for that one. 6 p.m. pregame right here on the new skin BYU Sports Network. Taking a look at the scores in the Big 12, it is OT in Lubbock as Texas Tech and third-ranked Iowa State are taking some extra time to sort this game out. Curtis Jones has 23 points for the Cyclones. JT Toppin and Chance McMillan leading the way for the Red Raiders with 18. That game with 2:31 left in overtime. Texas Tech up 79-77. Looking for the upset there. We'll update that one again before we sign off here on Cougar Post Game Live. One other game that's final in the Big 12, 11th-ranked Kansas doubles up Cincinnati in the second half, outscoring the Bearcats 30-15 in the second frame to get a 14-point road win, 54-40. Hunter Dickinson with 14 points and 12 rebounds and a double-double. Get this, Cincinnati, I said it at halftime, zero free throws in the first half for Cincinnati. They finished the game with two. Two free throw attempts for the Bearcats in that game in the loss to Texas, or in the loss, excuse me, to Kansas. Later tonight in the Big 12, you've got 12th ranked Houston at Kansas State. Oklahoma State, who will be in Provo on Tuesday, they are at Utah this afternoon. Baylor at Arizona State, UCF at Arizona. Then tomorrow for the final game of the week in the Big 12, 21st ranked West Virginia is at Colorado. Taking a look at the top 25 scoreboard, Cooper Flagg drops 42 points and has 7 assists and 6 boards in fourth-ranked Duke's 86-78 win over Notre Dame. That 42 points is a career and season high for Cooper Flagg at Duke. The pre is the projected top pick in the NBA draft, and points and a game like that will tell you why. USC goes on the road to 13th-ranked Illinois and picks up the 82-72 upset win over the Illini. 31 points for Desmond Claude to lead the Trojans in the upset win. Second-ranked Auburn. They avoid the road scare, getting a 3-point win at South Carolina, 66-63. East Carolina gives 19th-ranked Memphis a bit of a scare at home. The Tigers hold on for a 74-70 win despite being outscored 46-36 in the second half. Games are in action right now. In the top 25, ninth-ranked Florida and Arkansas just underway, but 11 minutes left in the first half of that one. They are tied at 13. One of the game that went final in the top 25, second-ranked Auburn holds on in the second half to beat South Carolina in Columbia, 66-63. Ninth-ranked UConn gets a 68-60 win at Georgetown to get a victory there. Games coming up later in the top 25. You've got Boise State at 25th, Utah State. Top-ranked Tennessee in Austin to take on Texas. 17th-ranked Oklahoma at Georgia in the SEC. Also in the SEC, you get LSU at 23rd-ranked Ole Miss. 5th-ranked Alabama at 10th-ranked Texas A&M. 6th-ranked Kentucky at 14th-ranked Mississippi State. You also have Washington at 18th-ranked Gonzaga coming up later tonight as well in the top 25. Peeking back in at in Lubbock, 1 minute left in the overtime period. The Red Raiders got a 2-point lead right now, 81-79 over Iowa State. We'll see if that one goes final before we sign off. Like I said, 1 minute left in the overtime period there. Iowa State trailing Texas Tech 81-79. There is some NFL football about to get underway as Wild Card Weekend starts right now. In about 15 minutes, actually less than that, in about 3 minutes, the Chargers and the Texans kick things off for the first NFL game of the weekend. Then later tonight, you get the Steelers and the Ravens. Tomorrow, you get Broncos at the Bills, Packers at the Eagles, and Commanders at the Buccaneers with a Monday night finale for Wild Card Weekend, the Vikings at the Rams. No update score at Texas Tech. That's still 80. Oh, no, it is 81-81 free throws for Iowa State. That's game tied up with a minute left in there. Don't forget that later tonight at 4 o'clock, you got the BYU women's team hosting 12th-ranked Kansas State. You can hear that game right here on the BYU Radio Network. After the break, we'll send you back to TCU for more Cougar Post Game Live with Greg and Mark. 71-67, BYU falls at TCU. You heard it right here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
7 hour final. The Cougs' run of 6 straight wins in Fort Worth and 17 straight over the Horned Frogs comes to an end. Let's continue our Cougar postgame live coverage with the Nu Skin data discovery of the game. It's brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark Durant, you've taken a look at the box score. What data have you discovered in tonight's final score, today's final score?
You mentioned BYU did a great job on the boards, out-rebounded TCU by 11, but still shot 13 less field goals. That's crazy. That goes to, obviously, the turnover number, but if you give a team that many more opportunities, even if they don't shoot as a good a number as you do, they'll beat you.
And TCU beat BYU 71-67. The Horned Frogs end the game on a 6-0 run. BYU 0 for its last 5 from the field. No field goals for BYU in the final 3 minutes and 10 seconds. We'll come back and identify today's postgame honorees for the Cougs after this. This is Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network.
After winning its Big 12 opener, 3 straight Big 12 losses for BYU, the latest 71-67 at TCU. Horned Frogs now 9-0 at home. Time for our Waystar Star of the Game identification brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. No question today, it's Richie Saunders. 26 points, 9 for 13 from the field, 5 for 7 from deep. He had 6 rebounds in 36 minutes of play. Richie Saunders is the BYU Waystar Star of the Game for today. The Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart. All types of steel products from tube, pipe, rebar, metal roofing, and so much more. Jobs big or small, Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store. This will go to Mawut Mag today. Mawut, 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Kevin Young is coming up next from Fort Worth. This is BYU Basketball on the Nu Skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
From Fort Worth, TCU 71, BYU 67, our final BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show with Coach Kevin Young. Coach, in the pregame, we talked about how you thought maybe Texas Tech had a bit more of a closing edge on Tuesday. Was that a similar story, do you think, for your guys today?
No, I thought edge was not the issue tonight. It was, turnovers. That was really the bottom line. I thought, you know, our guys competed their tails off. It was back and forth there at the end, but no, I thought our edge was where it needed to be. For the most part, there was a couple guys that didn't have it, but for the most part, the guys I played minutes with, I was happy with their level of edge.
Yeah, you did do a lot of things that, you know, you're obviously in a position to win this game. Didn't happen for you, and now you're kind of stuck. You got 3 losses in a row. As a coach, what do you see, if you have the coaching magic wand, what's the one thing kind of you see that would make the biggest difference for this team and this team needs to get better at?
I don't think there's one magic pill, so to speak. I think we have a lot of things that we need to get better at. You know, again, every game presents a different challenge. And, you know, it's been rebounding. We rebounded well tonight. You know, turnovers have been, you know, if I had to point to one thing, I would probably say turnovers. You know, it's just that it's hard to overcome. You know, tonight it was, plus 13 field goals. The other night it was, you know, we couldn't make a shot even though we didn't turn it over. But we got to trim the fat with the turnovers. We got to be better there.
All right, more with Coach Kevin Young is coming up from Scholl Meyer Arena. 71-67, Horned Frogs over the Cougs here on the Nu Skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the Nu Skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
And our concluding segment with BYU head coach Kevin Young. His team falls at TCU today, 71-67. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game, brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at RyanValuation.com. You hoped it was more valuable for you, but, man, Richie Saunders, 26 points, coach, for you today. So in two of his four Big 12 games, he's gone for 30 and 26. He was an efficient shooter, good rebounder. Richie did all he could for you today.
Yeah, no, Richie was great tonight. You know, I loved his, you know, bounce back after two not great showings. You know, I know he's kicking himself for two of those. He only had two turnovers, but they were costly. So, you know, knowing him, he'll be extremely critical of himself there. And, you know, I know he's a guy we can rely on, you know, in any kind of game.
You hit on it, but TCU's turnover percentage was under 10, and yours was at 26. So one of every four possessions for BYU ended up in a turnover today, unfortunately.
Yeah, it wasn't, which allowed them to get 13 more shots than we did, you know. And it's hard to win ball games, any ball game, but it's certainly, you know, road games where you're turning it over like that. You know, you just go to the, you know, we held them to, what, 43% from the field. We shot 48, right? And so usually when that happens, you're able to pull wins out. But when you're not getting as many shots as the other team, it's pretty easy math.
Coach, I thought another bright spot was Dallin Hall. I mean, he didn't start in this game, but I thought he played really well and had six assists, hit a big three late. Were you pleased with what you saw from Dallin out there coming off the bench?
Yeah. No, I thought he had a good, you know, response to, you know, being coming off the bench, and that was the main reason for that was just to get you know, combinations of guys. It's a little easier when you know, you can bring certain guys off the bench versus start. It's easier to get the combinations you want sometimes, and so that's where that stemmed from. Unfortunately, we weren't able to really see it much to start because Trev got those two early fouls, and so yeah, we had to kind of adjust to it, even though I still, you know, try to stick to it. But it's something that we're constantly looking at. You know, it's something that we're extremely mindful of. And we got to, you know, I'm still kind of searching for the right combinations of guys.
BYU High, 24 minutes and 36 seconds of floor time from a Wood Mag. He goes 5 points, three rebounds, couple of block shots. He had a steal. He plays really hard. I thought he really stood out that way for you today.
Yeah, he was good. You know, he's been good when we've called on him. And, you know, he's a guy you can another guy you can count on just because of the experience factor. Extremely tough and, you know, is able to take on, you know, a lot of different defensive assignments.
Okay, back at it on Tuesday, Coach. Oklahoma State at your place on Tuesday night.
Yep, got to bounce back. It'll be nice to be, you know, back in the Marriott. You know, it's you know, you take three on the chin in a row and you got to be able to, you know, dig down and have some grit, and, you know, to be able to do that at home will be nice, but, you know, just got to have like I just said, a grit, and that's what we got to rely on right now.
All right, Coach, thank you. We'll see you on the plane here in a bit.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Young, and that's going to do it for BYU basketball on this Saturday afternoon from Fort Worth, Texas. Our thanks to the crew back at BYU Radio, our engineer, Barry Squires, our studio host, Ben Bagley, our coordinating producer, Terry South, our control board operators and editors, James Finlayson and Kaylee Radford. Appreciation goes out to Tyson Jex, BYU basketball communications director as well, for his help, and to TCU play-by-play broadcaster Brian Estridge as well. Just leaves the guys on the headsets. Mark, we got to get out of here and get off to the plane. And, yeah, a tough one for BYU, one that it felt like the Cougs had in their grasp. It slipped away. Now you go get one at home here against the Cowboys on Tuesday night.
Well, basketball is a fickle mistress, Greg, and things go a little bit different at home to Texas Tech. And a win here, you're looking really good, but now you're kind of searching for answers. And there's some questions with this team. There's some guys that really need to play better, and they need to find a way to finish these types of games and get wins. And I think that, well, I've got complete confidence in Coach Young. I think he's terrific, and he says, you know, what I think needs to be said, and he'll get the guys to be the best that they can be, and whether that's good enough or not, we'll see coming up.
All right, next step in the process comes on Tuesday, BYU and Oklahoma State. It'll be a 6 o'clock pregame and a 7 o'clock tip. So until then, for Mark Durant, my name is Greg Rubel, thanking you for tuning in. I am saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good day, and so long from Fort Worth, Texas.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.